And most important, it works.
We belong dead.
And I'd like to continue by telling you about Medical Direct Club's virtually pain-free catheter. The self-lubricating, polished eyelet, and the pocket catheters. And if our catheters aren't virtually pain-free, then we'll pick them up for free.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scram.
You don't get it, but you're laughing. That's what it's all about. Doesn't matter if it's funny. Doesn't matter if anybody gets it. It's funny. Take all the time you want. Laugh about it tomorrow. Laugh about it in an hour. Back, get it?
That means nothing.
Nothing means nothing.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing means nothing.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
Let me have a Diablo sandwich, a Dr. Pepper, make it fast, I'm in a goddamn hurry.
You don't get it, but you're laughing. That's what it's all about.
Screw you! You're fired!
Hear that?
Yes, Chef.
There's not a soggy patch on there. That's all the way round. Okay? Can you hear that? On the balcony, you can hear that, right?
Yes.
And it's intact. Right in front of your very eyes, I have a wedge.
Oh, thank God.
Of a beautiful apple pie. And the flavour? The flavour's amazing.
We belong dead.
Where's Dougie Yule? Dead, I hope.
Whoa! I went to high school with Dougie Yule. You can't say that.
Well, I can say it, but I didn't mean it.
It doesn't smell, it doesn't burn, it isn't greasy, and most important, it works.
Wait, right at bowling alley. No, we're not.
No, it's the best show. Hi, my name's Tom. I'm the host of tonight's installment of the best show, and we have a fun show for you tonight, and the number is 201-3-323-484. That's the number. Tonight, very special episode of the best show. The topic, let's put together the worst music fest ever. We will talk about it. We will do it. Here we go. In the meantime, I says to you, let's start the show. And let's listen to the theme of the show. Right? So, once again, the best show begins with the greatest of intentions. And take it away, best show. Show, what's up, everybody? Here on a Tuesday night in the middle of July, we're doing it once again. The phone number, as always, 201-332-3484. And we are talking about designing the worst music fest imaginable. We'll take your calls and we'll write it all out and we'll figure out what it would look like. So far, the only thing we have is Kid Rock and Guy Fieri doing a acoustic set. Just two acoustic guitars, two of them on stage doing their thing. And, yeah. So let's get your suggestions later. What did we just hear? Golden Pelicans, new record from them on 12XU. Grinding for Gruel is the name of it. And it is an 8-song 12-inch, which are always the best that play at 45, because then you know it sounds rocking. More RPMs, the better it sounds. And the name of the song we heard was Pink Motels. That's great. That's good stuff. Golden Pelicans are always great. Good to hear them with a new record out. And 12XU, one of the best labels going. As always. What else is new? Mike is here tonight. How are you, Mike? Pat? Pat's doing great. Mike's doing good. Pat's doing great. Mike's a golden boy tonight. Because of Yakov Smirnoff. He got Yakov Smirnoff to call last week. He bugged the dude and he finally called. Mike finally leaving him alone. How many times did you tweet at him, Mike? Once! Oh boy, he's weirdly... You got it figured out, man. Yeah. So, yeah, let's do it. Best show, man. Some kind of week. Who's good here, Mike? Best show, hi.
Hi.
To whom am I speaking? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, hi. What's up?
Hi. This is Nicholas from Oregon.
Nicholas from where now? Come on, Nicholas. Come on, man. Nicholas, can you hear me?
Now I can. There was music playing before.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, that's fine.
Well, how are you doing?
How are you doing tonight?
I'm all right. What's up?
Not much. I was just calling in regards to the topic tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a couple of suggestions, and I was just wanting to get your opinion, what you think.
We're designing the worst music festival. What ideas do you have?
I have Lee Greenwood.
Okay, the architect of what's that? God Bless the USA.
Yeah,
that song, is that what it's called?
Yes, it's I stand up. The other one would be a supergroup. I'm not sure if you're familiar with like the old VH1 reality rock show. Basically, they strung together a bunch of kind of like has-been like rock musicians. Mm-hmm. For example, like Scott Ian from Anthrax. You also had Ted Nugent, Jason Bonham, and Sebastian Bach in it.
Yeah.
Also, I was just kind of curious, who do you think is trying to be who between Sebastian Bach and Vince Neil? Because I've always kind of got them mixed up and confused.
Wait, say this again. Who do I think is trying to be who between Sebastian Bach and Vince Neil?
Yeah, because like, I always kind of got them confused, because they're both kind of like trash 80s hair metal, both like blonde hair and kind of going for that like dream boy look, I guess.
I don't know what you mean. Who do I think is trying to be who?
Who is trying to, I guess, be the better version of the other? I don't know.
Oh, well, I think it started with Vince Neil. Vince Neil is a few years ahead of Sebastian Bach.
Only
group predates them. so I don't know who. I don't know if they're trying to be each other. I think, I don't know. But so you say supergroup, the supergroup from that show would be on the thing.
Right? Yes.
Okay. Well, that's where I like the, you said supergroup and who else? I'm writing it down.
Lee Greenwood.
So the fest so far is Kid Rock and Guy Fieri is on the bill. Lee Greenwood is on the bill. Maybe supergroup. I like keeping Lee Greenwood on the bill. All right, buddy.
Fantastic.
Anything else?
Yeah, good night.
You too. Best Show, hi.
Hey there. How's your night going, Tom?
That's going all right. Who's this?
This is Joe from Quincy.
Joe from Quincy. Where's that, Massachusetts?
Massachusetts, yeah, sorry.
Okay. What can I do for you, Joe?
I'd like to say my idea of the worst music festival, what I think my worst one
okay.
would be.
Who would it be?
It would have to be Billie Eilish and Lil Uzi Vert. Do you know about those two?
Now, teach me.
Billie Eilish, I don't know if you've seen
her. Oh, Billie Eilish? Yeah, I know her, yeah.
Yeah, Eilish, I don't know how it's pronounced.
Okay.
The bad guy.
Yeah, I know.
Then,
sure.
Lil Uzi Vert is like this rapper who like...
No, I know who. I knew who both of them are. I thought you were saying it as if they were like some kind of super duo that I didn't know. So, yeah.
Well, I feel like their audiences have a lot of like mixed together. Like, I have a couple of friends who like both of them. I don't like the music personally, but I get that some people like it.
You think they'd be just on the worst festival?
It would be on the festival that I would definitely not want to be a part of. I wouldn't want to go.
So who would you want to see on a festival? Who would you want to go and see? Who would you want to see?
I don't know. If Joe Strummer was still alive, probably The Clash.
Well, he's not. So
I know, that's why.
Why don't you name somebody who would, like a thing that he would... name something that he would be on, like, that somebody would be on realistically.
I'd
want to see.
I'm seeing a Squeeze in a little bit. I'm pretty excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
Squeeze is good. They got a couple of good songs.
Yeah, a couple good ones.
Yeah, they got a good discography.
You're a weirdo. Get off my phone. I can't stand these Massachusetts people who've been calling. They're terrible. Really terrible. Terrible callers. Terrible. Just really bad. Uniquely bad. But somehow universally bad. The same time. Somehow they tap into the general awfulness of things while bringing their own personal flair to being terrible. It's very impressive when you think about it.
Yeah, I'm going to see Squeeze play festival. Yeah, you know, Squeeze are, they got a couple good songs. Yeah, I don't want to see Billie Eilish, though.
Calm down, dude. It's not the joke. What am I doing here? What am I doing here? Best Show, hi.
Hi, this is Mike in Minneapolis.
Hi, Mike, how are you?
I'm well, and yourself, Tom?
I'm good. What's going on tonight, Mike?
Well, I had a couple for the topic.
Let's hear it. What do you got?
Well, regarding, food and, you know, sponsorship, I was thinking since Kid Rock and Guy Fieri were performing for sure, then Kid Rock's big honky-tonk rock and roll steakhouse and Guy Fieri's dive and taco joint could be the sole vendors for the festival.
Sole vendors. You're saying Kid Rock and Guy Fieri control all of the food at this festival.
Exactly. There's no outside food allowed.
Uh-huh.
And you can only buy tickets in multiples of 25, but all the food and drinks cost multiples of 18.
So it creates a weird mathematical collision there.
Right. So you're of course going to end up way overspending on food and drink and having worthless tickets left over.
You're a weird dude, man. That is pretty good. That is pretty good.
And I have one more, if I may.
Yeah, please.
It's going to be sponsored by some sort of vape company. And
of course.
In between every act, local DJs are going to come out and shill for this vape company for at least 15 minutes.
Between acts. They'll just be on stage like, "All right, everybody, how'd you like Lee Greenwood?" Coming up next, we got... Kid Rock and Guy Fieri's coming up soon. Hang in there for that. I want to tell everybody about Gonzo Vape. What if they did this? What if they vaped, and it wasn't enough that they vaped? They had a giant giant vape spray, a giant vape, like a huge vape.
Mm-hmm.
Like a smokestack, right? That just vaped on everybody.
Right. Or like, there was just a huge tent that was like the chamber of the vape machine,
mm-hmm.
and everybody had to walk through it.
Yeah, yeah. Like a vape tent. A vape tent, but it's not optional. Like, it's like the entrance. What if there's like a thing before you even get in? Before you even like had your ticket scanned, you have to go through a vape of, you get vaped on. So now you just smell like, and it should be like a weird flavor. Like when I was doing the vape triloquism, which I still say is one of the,
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
That was a high watermark, man.
It was. It was high art.
Were you there?
I was there listening.
You were there listening. What's that mean?
Well, oh, that when you were doing...
Oh, when I did it on the radio. You heard it on the radio. Yeah. I did it live also.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wish I had the opportunity to see you live.
No, but you heard it when it was on the air, which is pretty special. That was a special night. Remember that night, Pat? Vape Triloquism. And for people who don't know, it's something I invented comedically. I have a ventriloquist dummy that has a hole drilled in the back of his head. One of the old fashioned Danny O'Doherty ones, or whatever it is. And I have a plastic tube drilled in the back of his head. And I got this vape thing, whatever it's called, paid $100 for it. Jeepers creepers, man. And it broke. Naturally, it broke. And I went back to the vape shop and they wouldn't even help me with it. But that's neither here nor there. This vape shop, it sucked, and, but I'm not going to go on about them. But seriously, how do you not give, somebody comes in with the thing that's like, oh yeah, you didn't use it enough. That's why it's not working. Yeah, you didn't use it enough. Yeah, that's how things usually break, right? When you don't use them enough. You know, all that lack of wear and tear on a thing.
Yeah, you just didn't use it enough. That's why it's not working, because it just the battery wore out because you didn't use it enough.
Well, that's a testament to craftsmanship, huh? That battery that stopped working because I didn't use it enough?
The irreplaceable battery.
Yeah, irreplaceable.
I don't know. I guess I could. You could buy another one. You could buy another one?
Like, well, what can you do for me?
I guess you could buy another one.
Oh, I could. Oh, so you'd sell me more. Oh, so hold on a second. You're telling me if I wanted to buy another vape, another vape thing for $100, you'd sell me another one? Yeah, no, that place sucks. And, is, just the worst, and they should all be, rounded up on general principles, brought down to the station.
And, maybe that vape cop you saw that one morning could go.
That bleeping vape cop, man. Guy yelled at me for trying to like go the wrong way or whatever I was trying to do. I was trying to park and adjust my car or something. He screamed at me from his stupid SUV. And then this cloud of vape smoke went out of it. I tell you, Vape Cop would be a pretty good show, though, right? I'll say this about vaping, though. I've yet to see, and don't take this the wrong way if you're a vapist.
Not at all.
Vapor? No, not you. I'm talking to the audience now.
Sorry.
I've never seen somebody vape and look smart. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say.
It might lower your just percent. It's not the kind of thing you see somebody vaping. You're just like, ooh, I wonder what book they're reading.
War and Peace.
Yeah, War and Peace.
To dovetail with the previous caller, I took my teenage son to go see Lil Uzi Vert last year, mm-hmm. and it was full of teenagers vaping. And I'm there with my son, and they're all kind of giving me the side eye, like trying to see if I'm going to, you know, be the cop dad, like come down on for vaping. But I smelled so horrible coming out of there, like mm-hmm. pomegranates. I don't even know what. It was terrible.
Yeah, you smelled like vape, right?
Yeah.
So go ahead.
I don't even think, like, going to adult concerts, I don't see people vaping as much as those, like, 16 and 17 and 18-year-olds were.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've seen some pretty dumb people. I've seen some otherwise smart people vape, and they look as dumb as a fucking... Oh, jeez.
Oh!
Mike, is that a new... That happened for the first time ever.
Oh, my God. Historic moment.
That's a new low. Right.
Am I on Hollywood Handbook?
I cursed on the air. Because I was going into a an insult thing. Oh, my goodness. I got to gather myself. That's never happened before. I literally just cursed on the show. Mike, what do I do? What do I do now? I kind of don't know what to do. I kind of think I should leave. Right? Should I leave? What's that? I don't know if I want it fixed. I think I'm okay with that. I'm human. That's all I was trying to say. Look, I melted down on Twitter. I'm human. Everybody saw that. You saw it, right, caller?
I did, and I just wanted to say that I love you. I
That's all right.
So
no,
much.
You don't know. You don't know me enough to love me. That's all right.
Well,
you love the concept of me.
Yes, and I... And whether it's a character or not.
Or no, you love the work. If you love the work, that's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, I can't believe I did that.
The guy's
as dumb as a box of rocks, man. That's what I was trying to say. No, it slipped out. Because that's the way I talk off the air.
Turtle mouth.
I cursed on the air. Oh, my goodness. Makes sense I'd do that on the final show.
Oh, no. I hope this isn't the bye-bye moment.
Might be. It's my you to tune into the end, man. You'll find out. I think now I'm going to add a curse to the bye-bye. So they all get hit by the vape. Because anyway, I did this vapetriloquism thing. Got this ventriloquist dummy, and I drilled a hole in the back of his head, put a tube in. And then started going on stage and doing the vapetriloquism, blowing smoke and doing ventriloquism with it. Pat, can you fire that vape thing up? I'm doing it tonight. We're doing some vapetriloquism tonight. Is it working? I don't know. I bought a new one. I'm sure it's probably broken already. I'll tell you one thing. If that thing doesn't work, I'm throwing it right through the window of the vape play. I almost cursed again. Mike, get me out of here.
Does this mean you're performing at the Wurz Festival as the vapetriloquist act?
I might have to be there. I might have to do vapetriloquism. But I did that, and I'm telling you, I figured something out with that when I started doing that vapetriloquism.
Mm-hmm.
I think I tapped into something. I felt the power I felt a shift in comedy that night. I felt the game change.
You took it to another level. Other people just pay lip service to taking it to another level, but you genuinely did it.
I felt something. Yeah, no, I felt. Look, I've been there for a few moments in comedy where I've drawn the line on stuff and made things happen.
Yeah. Raise the bar.
I am the bar, baby.
Darn right.
I don't move the bar. When I move, that's when the bar gets raised. I'm telling you, no joke. There's one of me, man. One of me. Haley's bleeping comet, man. Comes through. Haley's bleeping comet. One comes through, you don't see another one. You got all these people that think they did what they see, man. You got 100, you throw a rock, you hit 100 of them. Hit 100 of these basic, you know what I mean.
You know what I mean. We're fortunate to live in the era of Tom.
Yeah, you were. And you're fortunate to hear the thing wind down. Go out on top, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying what's happening. Mike, start putting the snacks in my car. Okay? Did you guys order pizza? Why don't you order pizza? Dudio is on assignment tonight. He's not feeling well. I hope we all hope he feels better. Right, caller?
Right, absolutely.
Thanks, buddy. You have a great night.
Thanks.
That guy was part of a historical moment. I literally cursed on the show. What's with these homies dissing my girl, right? Why do they have to front? Which one is it? What's with these homies dissing my girl? Why do they gotta front? What did we ever do to these guys? Is that it, Mike? What is it? What's with these homies dissing my girl? Why do they gotta front? What did we ever do to these guys to make them so violent? It's not like that, right? That sounds like a Tom Jones song all of a sudden. I gotta figure this out without hearing the record. To make them so... what is it? Ooh, ooh, right? And I know I'm yours. Ooh, ooh, and you know you're mine. Ooh, wee, oh no. Ooh, ooh, and that's just fine. It's like the Forever Dog theme. Ooh, wee, I look just like Buddy Holly, right? You like that, Mike Weezer? Yeah, they're all right. Took you a while? How could that take you a while? They write nursery rhymes. You couldn't get on board? All right, enough of you. Best Show, hi.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Mary from Lansdale.
Mary from Lansdale, a quality caller. It's a quality caller.
Oh, that's kind of you to say, sir.
So what's going on in Lansdale tonight?
Oh, it's finally cooled off here, thankfully. It's just been so hot. You know? I am very excited for the topic tonight. The whole worst music festival, because I feel like I'm going to the best music festival tomorrow.
The best music festival. Now you're saying, what is the best music festival? What, in your mind, Mary, what would that be now?
Well, as of right now, the best music festival, actually, This is only the second music festival I've ever been to, so. But I'm very excited because I'm going to Merge 30.
Oh
tomorrow.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great.
Yeah,
you're gonna see Destroyer be there, right?
Now I'm trying to think of what is on each night, because I don't have tickets for every night. It's just I only have tickets for Thursday and Friday. But hey, I get to see Superchunk and Swearin' and Titus Andronicus, and I mean Mike Kroll, and I just couldn't be happier.
That's good stuff. You got a good night's ahead of you. Dream
yes.
Lover. I hope Dan Behar is playing. I hope you get to see Destroyer. You're
oh,
sick
I hope so too.
In bed, you're sick in the head.
Yes,
my favorites.
I am very excited.
Dream Lover. Yeah, man. That's good stuff.
It's going to be very exciting.
I'm trying to think what, so what you're saying then is the other music festival that you saw was the worst festival you've ever seen. If this one, just by the math of the whole thing.
Well, kind of insofar as, in 2003, I went to what they called the Field Day Festival.
Yes.
And yeah, it was supposed to be in like a field in Long Island and you were going to like camp and everything. And instead they shoved it all into one single day in a giant stadium. And it was not a great experience.
And who played at that now? Field Day. Let me think who played. That was not, Fieldy from Korn was not at that, was he?
No.
How about Monkey? Was Monkey there? Jonathan
no.
Davis? No.
Nope. None of that.
The drummer. It's Fieldy. Hold on. Fieldy, Monkey. It's Jonathan Davis, Fieldy, Monkey, Brian Head Welch, and the drummer. That's right. There we go.
No, but apparently Beck was supposed to play, but it was pouring rain,
mm-hmm.
and he slipped backstage and threw his back out, and so he didn't come out on stage.
Yeah, he threw his back out.
Yeah.
At the airport.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly. So instead we got, it was like Radiohead and Beastie Boys. And so, I mean, there was good stuff, but at the same time it was kind of a miserable. You're crammed in this bowl mm-hmm. and, you know.
Yeah. What's a Radiohead song they did? Did they do, that one?
They did.
that one?
They did exactly that one.
Did they do, With Knives Out? That one?
Catch
the
they
mouse,
did.
Right? Put it in your mouth. They did that one?
Yes.
Did they did they do the one where he's like, come on, police. Did they do that? This
I believe
is
they
what
did.
You'll get. Of course they did that. Did they do boom, 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 right?
They opened with that, yes.
Everyone. Everyone is not. Yeah. Right?
Exactly.
They did that one?
Yeah.
Then you saw Beastie Boys. They did a bunch of songs too, right?
They did, but they kept forgetting the words, which I kind of felt for them because it was just like it was just pouring rain while they were trying to do it.
Oh, boo,
yeah.
Boo!
I know. Why am I being charitable? They made way more money than I ever did.
They made more money than you'll make in your whole life that night. They got handed a big sack of money with a dollar sign on it.
Exactly.
Can't believe I cursed on the air. Can you believe that?
I was shocked. Oh. Sorry, my cat just fell off a radiator.
Oh no!
That's, your cat okay? If you heard a noise, that was that. That was that. Sorry about that.
Is your cat okay?
He's fine. He looks more confused than anything.
I guess if there was a night for me to curse, it would be tonight, huh?
Oh well, if this is the last night, I'm glad I called in.
Yeah, you were part of the event. I might. I'm not joking about that. I don't know.
Hey.
I'm going to decide at the end of the show. I don't know what I'm going to do. I might pull the plug on the show tonight. I'm not kidding.
You know what?
Or at least shut it down for an extended period.
You gotta do what you gotta do, man.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
You gotta do what you gotta do, right? Go where you gotta go. Do you know who that is?
Exactly.
Mary?
Wait, is that Fleetwood Mac? No, that's not Fleetwood Mac. Who is that?
Earlier version.
Man.
Think of an earlier version of Fleetwood Mac that had couples in it, and they bounced around in the boudoir and fought a lot.
Oh,
main one.
Oh.
I'll give you a hint.
I mean, what? Not the Mamas and the Papas.
Yes, that's who it was.
Oh, it was. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said it. You didn't want to hear the hint I was going to give.
I'm almost
it was a disgusting hint. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about John Phillips.
So who should be at this festival now, Mary?
Oh, my husband and I have been talking about this like for a week. We've been thinking about this.
Yeah.
And we hit on, here's the thing. These are groups that like in their heyday we would have been like so excited to see them, but this is a version of them that we just don't want to see.
Mhm. Okay.
Okay. So, we were thinking about for instance, the Velvet Underground, but it's just Doug Yule.
Like one of the late era versions where it was like Doug Yule Billy Yule, what's his face, Willie Loco Alexander, and when they toured in like literally 73, they played shows.
Exactly, and it's just like,
I'm going to see the Velvet Underground tonight. Really? They broke up 4 years ago. No, they didn't. There's just no one in it now.
They're going to play all the hits from Squeeze. It's great.
They're going to play all the ones from the non-Lou Reed album.
Exactly.
Crazy. There's like a song in that, like, Billy the Jerk or something like that.
I've never actually gotten my hands
on
a copy of
it. It's terrible. It's a bad album. Yeah. It's a bad album. You don't need to.
It doesn't matter how much I actually like the band Squeeze. I don't want to hear the album.
Well, you know that Squeeze got a couple good songs. I'm going to see Squeeze. They got a couple good songs.
Yeah, that guy was fun.
Dopey Joe. There's a song named Dopey Joe on it.
Is it really?
Dopey Joe.
Oh, no.
Right?
Is it like a Cowboy Bill ripoff?
That's what I was making it into, but I don't think it is. I think I just made that up.
Well, now I'm curious. I'm going to have to see if I can find that.
Mary, what's the best Velvet Underground song? And we'll say it on the count of three. You ready? One.
All right.
Two. If we get this on the same, I'm telling you, I'm going to give you a hint. It's not a quiet one. One. Okay, get ready. One, two, three. I heard her call my name.
There she goes. Oh, no, you're right.
When I wake up in the morning,
so much better.
I heard her call my name. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You get it. Mary gets it.
Oh,
Mike, you don't get it. Mike's favorite thing is "Sweet Magnolia Blossom," Jerry Garcia. "Sweet Magnolia Blossom."
So has he been seeing the Dead?
What's that, Mike?
John Mayer?
Is that a Bobby song? I don't know. Mike gave me this CD one. He gave me these three CDs. He's like, this will get you into the Grateful Dead finally. It's the most legendary show ever. I heard him like, this is trash, Mike. Mike, this is bad news. This is the best Grateful Dead show ever. And then that, you know, Fish, remember Fish, Harris Whittles, mm-hmm. The late great Harris Whittles?
Yeah.
Sweet soul. I did his show, Analyze Fish, and he was trying to play me this, Fish stuff to get me over to liking. He's like, well, you know, you should hear this one. It's like 18 minutes in on this one. It sounds like The Who a little bit. And I'm like, why are we listening to, I might as well just listen to The Who, cause The Who sound like The Who from the first second of it.
Exactly.
I don't have to wade through 18 minutes of bad Fish to get like, they kind of sound like The Who in this part.
Can I tell you a very quick story about Fish?
Yeah, let's hear it, Mary.
Okay, so in college, I was a DJ at the college radio station, and I would go on at 9 o'clock. And the girl who was on before me, she had an all Fish show, mm-hmm. and she would routinely try to overrun my show because she would play like lots of just live recordings. And she would always pick something that was 20 minutes long and start it at least like 10 minutes to the hour mm-hmm. and try to overrun my show. And I always was just like, and it's one of the things where, you know, the first couple of times I'm just like, okay, well, maybe she didn't judge how long this was. And then after about 3 weeks, I'm just like, all right, Stacey, this is intolerable. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't keep overrunning my show because you want to play the entire version of whatever the Fish song is. You know exactly how long these songs are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too long.
Yeah. So, yeah, that did not endear me to Fish. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, Harris Whittles, as much as I loved his comedy, that was a path I couldn't go down.
He's a sweetheart of a guy, and he did this thing where he knew I was going to go up there and tease him about Fish. And he was such a sweet soul. Oh my God. What a funny guy. It's funny because, my dad, died. Boy, I'm getting choked up now. This really is weird. Oh. Final show. My father died a week, before Harris or 2 weeks before. And I just couldn't feel Harris's, death. Because I was so caught up in my father's thing. I think he might have even died a month after. And And it took like a year or so, or a couple of years, and finally it just hit me that I just like this guy who I thought was really funny, and he was very nice to me, and was very sweet to me the first time I met him when it was back on the, I was working on Monk, and he was working on Sarah Silverman show, and and she was just like, there's a kid who works on the show who wants to meet you as a fan of the best show. So I met him, and he was so nice. And then it turned out that was Harris Whittles. And, man, that guy could have done anything.
Yeah.
He was so talented. And yeah, so then it just hit me later when I just was like, oh, I want to tell Harris this. That'll be funny. And it's like, I can't.
That's the source feeling.
Yeah, but it's just like, you got to be. One of the nice things about this era we're in, we're, look, it's, look, this era is not a great era. I think we can agree, right? Not a great era. But it, there's a lot of, documentation of what people made, and there's a lot of Harris out there, so.
Yeah.
We're lucky to have that. You go listen, you go try to track down, Don Rickles stuff, and you can only get your hands on like, you know, like 8 hours of it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, or whatever, you know, but when you add up all the talk show appearances, it's not that much. And there's so much of your favorite people. And like, you're talking to one of them right now, Mary. When the best show folds up its tent in about 2 hours from now. You'll still have a ton of stuff to listen to.
20 years worth, more or less.
Almost 20 years worth of best show.
Yeah.
I heard her call my name. All right, Mary, I will talk to you soon. Have fun at Merge.
Tom. Thank you. Have a good night, Tom.
Okay, bye. All over the world, I've seen Bangkok. That guy's great. Dan Behar. Why can't I be like that? They got these talented people. Why can't I be talented like Dan Behar? Best show.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
It's going. Who's this?
This is Forrest in Chicago.
Oh, I know this. This is Forrest. This is a old friend of the best show. Good guy.
Yeah.
Good guy. I tell you one thing. I'm not messing with this guy. I saw an Instagram video of him. This guy, it's like, he's auditioning for Creed 3 now. The video I saw him on the big bag. Ay, ay, ay. Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, remember Forrest? I'm telling you, you watch his thing on, go check him out on Instagram. I'm going to bring him up there. He's going to thump the tar out of you. Now, how long have you been doing that that sort of training, Forrest?
About 3 years now.
And how does it feel when you got that big bag and you're just punching it?
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. It's everything that you want it to be.
Man, I want it. You know? I'm ready to cave some heads in, but that might be the most legal version of it, huh?
Yeah, it's much better to cave a bag in than somebody's head if you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I might just have to do that. I think I'm getting to that point. So what do we owe the pleasure of this call, Forrest?
So I think this will be short and sweet. I'm just looking to book somebody for your worst music festival.
Who's that?
And so that's going to be the original members of Queen performing with a hologram of Paul Rogers.
Oh, my God. So you want to replace, it'll be the original members of Queen playing live on stage, and they will be the front man of the group. The singer will be the guy from Bad Company who replaced Freddie Mercury when they finally got back together.
Right.
What did that sound like when they did? How could Bohemian Rhapsody have sounded with Paul Rogers as the front man?
My other variation on it is that maybe it's this Queen and Adam Lambert, deal. And when they get to Bohemian Rhapsody, they cut to the video footage of Paul Rogers performing in like 2009.
I tell you, I would love to see, I would see that version of the one with Adam Lambert, I think would be fun, right? But then they cut to like Paul Rogers going like, "Mama, just kill the man." What a weird! It's so weird that would be the band, huh? That they pick the guy who sings nothing like Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be anybody's favorite incarnation of Queen.
No. Weird. Let's put them on. It'll be Queen with Paul Rogers, a hologram of Paul Rogers, who is very much alive, by the way.
Yeah.
So it's just like he couldn't be bothered to be there. That's the only reason he has a hologram?
Yeah. It is the worst music festival in the world.
That's true. We should have other holograms there, like doing security and like, what if you go to like one of the food things and there's a hologram and you're trying to get your order and you realize you're talking to a hologram and they can't, like, just like the holograms are just used to frustrate people. Like, yo, I want to get a cheese fries. And you just realize you're talking to a hologram. Like it goes over and making like it's going to get you cheese fries and then comes over and just sets down virtual cheese fries. Let's do it. Let's get this festival going.
All right.
Oh, Forrest, you did it again. You did it again. I don't know how you did it, but you did it again. And I'm telling you one thing, no, I'm not messing with you anymore. This guy's going to clear a wide swath.
That.
When you come back to New York, people better watch out. He's coming back with a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, let everybody know, please.
Yeah, Rambo style. It's like first Rambo movie. You're walking into town looking for a fight. Although Rambo wasn't looking for a fight. He was just trying to get through that town. And then they picked on him.
That's me, Tom. I'm just trying to get through the day.
Exactly. Thank you. You get it, Forrest. All right, buddy. It was good to hear from you.
All right.
I'm really glad you're doing all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Bye. Best show. Hi.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
This is Dash and Elizabeth.
Dash and Elizabeth. What's up, Dash?
Hey, I've got something for the topic.
Okay.
What about the return of Bruno?
So you want to get Bruce Willis's band back on stage?
We need him.
You want to get Bruce Willis back up there? That record he did, Respect Yourself, remember that song? And then, like, they mixed his vocals so low in it. Like, it's just like it's rocking out, and you can only hear him, barely hear him. Because they buried him in the mix.
He's got this great song, Down in Hollywood.
Down in Hollywood.
Oh, have you not heard this?
I don't think I've heard Bruce Willis do Down in Hollywood.
Worth a spin. Even better if you can find him performing it. He's wearing like a crazy baseball hat.
He's not wearing sunglasses. There's no way he's wearing sunglasses, though, right? There's no way Bruce Willis is on stage rocking out with a group wearing sunglasses. I guarantee, I would bet, Mike, I'll bet everything I own that when Bruce Willis was up there doing Down in Hollywood on stage, he was not wearing cool guy sunglasses. No way. Oh, here's a video. Down in Hollywood, Bruce Willis. Okay. Got a horn section. A horn section only an actor could afford. He put on an oversized duckbill baseball cap, right? And then here come the backup singers. Oh, here go the shades. Oh no, I lost everything I own. Because Bruce Willis put shades on. Sounds like that Radiohead song. Ugh. This is insufferable. A caller, can you hear me? It's strangely tuneless somehow. Like, what is he? Jandek? It's like he's, there's no melody to the thing. No, not long.
He gets down even dirtier.
Can you just imagine these musicians who've been doing this for their whole lives? And then this, like, this bum rolls in who's just can bankroll the whole thing, and they have to, like, pretend that he's awesome. Yeah, Bruce
Bruno,
Miller.
Baby.
Hey, Bruno's gonna, hey guys, maybe we could make it a little more lively. Alright, let's go back from the top. Alright, stop. Like, they're all like the best musicians, and he's like, stop. No. Take it from the top, but we gotta make this swing, guys. Come on. And they're all just like, yeah, you're right. We're the problem on this one, Bruce. Yeah, Bruce, we're not nailing it. We're so sorry. All right, young man, thank you for the call.
Oh, can I get
yes?
one more?
Yes, what do you got?
Matt, a chill out tent hosted by Eddie Trunk.
That'd be great. Eddie Trunk hosting a chill out tent. Like, what if it was just pumping, like, Novocaine? Right? I saw this movie Midsommar. Did you see that?
I did.
We're not going to spoil it for anybody. I tell you, that was an upsetting. Okay. I was upset by that. First of all, I really liked it, but I was spooked. I was having bad dreams after it.
Yeah, bad.
I had bad dreams, man. Bad dreams. But that final scene, I could just picture myself in that final scene.
Mm-hmm.
Bad news, Jack. Well, what do you think about tonight being the final best show? What do you think about that, Dash?
I would be despondent, but you got to do what's best for you, Tom.
What if I just shut it down for an extended period?
I'd take it. I'd take it over it being the last show.
Yeah, it's true. Well, let's see where we land. All right, buddy. Thanks.
I love you.
You don't love me. No one loves me. No, people love me. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
This is Brendan in Jersey City.
Brendan. What's up, Brendan?
I had some ideas for the topic.
The worst raw music festival ever. What do you got?
So I was going to start with food. I think that's where my strongest
okay.
That is.
Because someone said that the food would be completely and exclusively controlled by a Guy Fieri Kid Rock tandem. Can you top that?
So I was thinking Skyline Chili, like the Cincinnati chili, yeah. Where they just pour like meat sauce on spaghetti.
You I was going to say something about chili. So you want to just chili at the festival?
Yeah, both just because it's not super appetizing, and also it'd be just real hard to eat.
Like just in, what should it be? And what if it's just in bread bowls? Right? What if there are no actual bowl? What if there's no utensils and just bread bowls?
Or like just like a cup, like a 16-ounce plastic cup, and you have to like drink it.
Like a big gulp.
Yeah.
You just can order chili in big gulp, double big gulp, super bright, like they sell them in big gulp cups. And like the cups, those cups are not made for like hot stuff either.
Yes, you're plastic.
You're drinking plastic. All the PVCs are leaking right into it.
Yeah.
Into your chili. And what about this? What if there was a chili hose that just randomly sprayed on the audience? Chili.
Ooh.
Cold chili. Don't worry, it's not hot. Like, you guys look pretty hot out there. You want to cool down? We got the chili hose coming out, right?
Yeah, like it's reminding me of. I actually went to Woodstock '94 when I was like
I thought you were going to say Woodstock '99.
Teenager.
If you said Woodstock '99, I was going to faint. I was going to ask for your autograph.
No.
I tell you that, Andy, we had Andy Zaks up here last week. I don't know if you heard that. He came in and was talking about with the Woodstock box set he did, where it has just all the ambient stuff from Woodstock. It's just recording all of it. And it made me just wish that someone would do that for Woodstock 99. but everything would be, like, actionable, too, because, like, it's not even remotely funny. It's horrifying is that there was so many like legitimate harassments and like sexual assaults captured on like the video that was just rolling, throughout the fest. So bad news. That sucks. And that would not be fun. That would not even be funny, but I would like a Woodstock 99 box set.
I don't remember 99 really.
Come on.
That was,
Wyclef Jean. You don't remember Wyclef Jean doing the Star Spangled Banner?
I think I kind of checked out of it.
This
is
for my man Jimi Hendrix. Turn up the guitar. At this time, you are free to throw your plastic bottles when I start this record. Hold on. You are free to smoke your weed when I drop this record.
Yeah, weed.
Turn my guitar up loud.
Hey. Did you hear
how
he said weed?
How many of y'all there love Nas Escobar? Make some noise.
He said weed. That's some low-hanging fruit. You just mentioned weed and everybody cheers.
Yeah, that sounds about right for festivals. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys ordered pizza? Yes? What kind did you get? Middle of the road. That's a Pat-Mike tandem gets the middle of the road pizza because Pat will meet Mike halfway on that. Dudio's here, man. That's some high-grade pizza rolling in. He won't eat that cheap stuff. I almost cursed again. Oh, my goodness. It really is. This is the way to go out. This is the way we're going out, baby. All right. Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right.
Well, let's listen to this Queen thing with Paul Rodgers. Wait, so there's video of Freddie Mercury playing it. Does Paul Rodgers not sing it?
Mama,
hold on. So you go see Queen with Paul Rodgers, and you watch a video of Freddie Mercury just doing Bohemian Rhapsody. Hold on. I'm looking through this to see when this video of Paul Rodgers. Okay, let's jump ahead. Okay, so it's... Oh, so now Paul... Okay, I get it. So Paul Rodgers won't do the other stuff, but he'll do the rock part of the song. So he'll come out and be like, so you think you can... Paul Rodgers got a Danny Bonaducci look going on there back in 2005. Looked like the Dooch. Bonaducci style. So you think you can love me and spit in my eye? So you think you can love me and leave me to die? Like he goes down. Die! Weird. Best show, hi.
Hi, I guess I'm on hold. I'm John from Wichita.
You're not on hold. You're on the best show, buddy.
Oh, my God. hi. Yeah, I wanted to... I had an idea for the topic, but before that, I just wanted to tell you, I just started listening to the show.
Yeah?
And now it's the last one, so I really...
It could be the last one. It might be the last one. We're going to find out. We'll see where the fates take us.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if it is the last one, I don't think anybody's going to hold it against you, but...
Yeah, they will.
Well, some will, but... Have you... No, I'm sure you've heard of the Altamont Free concert, right?
No, what's that?
Oh, it was like a... hold on a second, get a little bit of feedback here. I forgot.
Yeah, we got the old shot here myself.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's like Looper! Suddenly, no, it's like I'm watching Looper. That's the old me.
Oh,
did you see Looper?
I didn't.
You should see it.
Well, maybe I will. Maybe that'll be how
or
I remember.
Maybe you won't.
Yeah. But, no, the Altamont Free Concert was like this thing that was supposed to be the Western Woodstock.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The Speedway.
Yeah. So my idea is to hire the Hells Angels as security and pay them in beer.
For this festival?
Yes.
Sure. That's not fun. Well, it is. It would make it one of the worst ones, but that's not. That's just, we can also just say we might as well have drones with rocket launchers on them flying through the festival, too. That would be bad.
Yeah. That would be bad.
You know my favorite thing at that festival is? Grateful
what?
Dead, man. Hey, man, let's get out of here. This is a bad scene, man. Grateful Dead chickened out. They ran. Yeah. They ran from Altamont.
I didn't know that. Were they the only band that did?
Yeah, the only ones. They got scared. I'm going to hit on Google, Grateful Dead worst show. Let's see what comes up. What do you think is listed as the worst Grateful Dead show ever, Mike? Let's see what it says here. It says all of them. Actually, it says here all of them. It's a 2,500 show tie for last. RFK 94. Most of 94 and 95 was rough, Mike. 94 and 95 were not good. Mike says anything after 78, because Mike was a big fan of Keith and Donna Gottschalk.
Who?
In the band.
Oh.
Mike is not a fan of them.
Oh, not?
Of Keith and Donna Gottschalk.
Not one of the guys who drove around following them?
No. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, thanks, buddy.
Well,
that was a really good hang-up. Woo! That was a good one. You take a quick break and read from some of these. I got stuff to burn through if this is it. Because, look, everyone knows I had a meltdown on Twitter. I'm not going to hide. Everyone's talking behind my back about it. I know. You don't think I know? I just have random cards here, different things written out. Over the different post-its and things, I just have all pulled that I want to just read them and let's see. Mike Calendar. Oh God. Why did I write that down? I guess that's when I was plugging his dumb calendar. He sold every one of those things. I almost cursed again. What are the things you'll never get into? Okay. We did that as a topic. I don't know who wrote that. What's on this one? This is some, meet my friends notes. Hollywood handbook. This is a good topic we never got to. The 50 maddest people ever. Just people who are just mad. What do you think of that one, Mike? The 50 angriest people ever? I'm gonna write that down in case we do more shows. So you think you can love me? Whatever it was. Okay, 50 angriest people ever. We'll do that. Or whoever takes over the show will do that, maybe. Maybe the show will keep going. I just won't be here. I don't know. Almost cursed again. How many people believe the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles actually exist, even though they've told you they don't believe this? How many people believe the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles actually exist, even though they've told you they don't believe this? This is probably, I think, when we were trying to figure out how many people in America believed certain things. How many, here's another one. How many people in America are still in the band America? Okay, that's a Charlie Kaufman one. Matt is back on line one. Okay. Just another post-it here says, if Conan kept the Tonight Show. One more says, Pat should have been banned after the Hot Wings incident. Hmm. Wonder who wrote that one. Yeah, we'll read more of these post-its as we get closer to the end. I don't know. And everybody's laughing at me about the Twitter thing. You're laughing. Good old time. Good old time. Watch Tom fall. Watch the meltdown. Sad clown. Watch a sad clown be sad. You'll love it. You'll love it. Watch old Tommy flame out. There he goes. That's fine. I get it. I would have had a good hoot at my own expense if that wasn't me. It happens. What are you going to do? Life's hard. Sometimes it punches you in the nose. I'm not going to lie. They're going to say, make like it's not hard. Well, like it ain't no eternal free fall. You keep finding new places to go. I don't know. What's this say here? Dudio's tweeting. He's still got it. I'm going to mute him. I'm going to mute him tonight. Oh, here he is. No, here he is. I'm not muted. I saw Paul Rogers and Queen second row in Atlanta, and he cursed in his thing. It was great. At one point in the show, he came out wearing a white jumpsuit covered in dead rock star names. I'm not muting him. I'm not going to mute Dudio. Oh, baby, best show. Can't do this to me, baby. Just got to get out. Just got to get right out of here. Right? That's me. Right? Play it a little more. With a little more enthusiasm. Like this, Freddie? Right? Remember, he's just like, play it with a little more. Play it with a little more rock and roll. Like this, Freddie? And what part was he doing? What was the part? Was the, what's the solo go like in? That's, play it with a little more, excitement. What do you mean, Freddie? Play it with a little more rock and roll. I'm gonna say this: people get on that movie. Yeah, I enjoy it. You gotta like some parts of it. Look, should it have won any awards? No, it shouldn't have won a single award. That's the problem. If it just came out and everybody had a good time watching it, that would have been it. But for some reason, everybody had to give it awards. I'd still rather see that win awards than Green Book. Ay, 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 that movie. Although the main guy in Green Book is going to play Blade now, which I was so excited about. I can't believe that's the best news I've had in my life. Blade is back. You like Blade, caller?
Never seen it.
Ooh, there's a part when Blade is squaring off in Blade 2 against, I think his name was Heinrich. It was played by, the guy from Sons of Anarchy, Ron Perlman. And he says like a racist thing to Blade, and then Blade goes, ooh, this is the greatest. So to whom am I speaking?
This is Claire in Minneapolis.
Claire in Minneapolis. How are you, Claire?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm here.
Well, I had some ideas. They're more like setup ideas for this festival.
Okay.
So I was disappointed. Well, not disappointed because it was an excellent suggestion, but Forrest got to the hologram thing before I did. And I kind of want to add to that a little bit before I get to the other stuff because I was picturing, like, I agree that people should be, like, they're not, like, dead or anything. They're just too lazy, and they're just, like, doing that instead of showing up. But I was picturing, like, whatever network connection that they need being really bad, like when you're on a Skype call, mm-hmm. and then so maybe it's like Skrillex, like in his basement, but it's like shorting out and glitching and you can't hear anything he's uh-huh. doing, and then the stage just goes dark.
So you want to have like Skrillex up there, right?
Yeah.
And he's doing this thing, right? But then what happens? Right? And then it conks out.
Yeah, and like the image is going out and then it like freezes, but you can still hear the sound.
What if it was just, what if I came out and just went like, right? Was like, right?
Yeah, that's what I was imagining. But then because I was trying to revise my hologram idea, and so I was thinking, what if we ditch that, but like in the center of the festival, like you know how they do the Disney on Ice stuff? Like, yeah. What if you do that? There's like an ice rink, but it's in somewhere really hot, like in the middle of July, and so uh-huh. It's like melting the whole time.
So no one can skate?
No, it's like Guns N' Roses on ice, and they're like getting across the ice as they're trying to do this. And
Guns
it's not
N' Roses on ice. So you want to see like, you want to see like them literally, are they in the middle of the ice or are they on the ice or are they,
yeah,
or are they
no,
on like a
yeah,
stage
yeah.
in the middle
no,
of the
they're
ice?
Skating. They're skating. They have to do it. So maybe it's like an acoustic set, but okay. Like he's still screaming. So they have to be skating like the whole time and people are just gathered in a circle around the ice rink.
So they've been, they're like playing, they're skating while playing, right?
Yep.
Like, boom, 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 right? It's like, I used to get around 11, and now I get up at 9, right? That old man, he's a mean, right about a line, right? He used to take a little bit of, oh, I used to take a little bit of little, right? Then I got more and more, wall. We've been dancing with Mr. Brownstone. He won't leave us alone. Why won't leave us alone? I'm telling you, I got to start a Guns N' Roses tribute band. I could clean up with that. Toms and Roses? Why don't we just call it
that? It's my favorite thing you do.
Toms and Roses. So that's why you mentioned Guns N' Roses. You were just trying
yeah,
to trick me into.
Yeah, I just wanted
into.
To hear that. Yeah. But then he like bits it in the middle of like wailing. It just goes yeah. quiet.
Where do we go now? Why? This is how I'm going out. This is it. What do you think about this being the final show, Claire?
I don't like it. I mean, I respect that. I've only been listening since January when my friend told mm-hmm. me to listen to it, and I'm like going back in the archive and everything. Mm-hmm. I wanted to stay, but
yeah. Well, you were laughing at me on Twitter, right?
No,
you were laughing. You thought
no,
it was funny.
I wasn't at all. I actually sent you an email because I felt so bad about it and didn't know what to do.
And you thought it was funny. You thought it was a little funny.
Not at all. Not at all. I've had a Twitter meltdown myself.
Won't leave us alone. Won't leave us alone. And what was the one where, when I look into your eyes, I can feel an ounce of pain. When I look and don't you know I feel the same?
He's like skating up to someone in the crowd at that yeah. moment, singing yeah. it to them over the barrier.
Yeah, he's just skating. He's like trying to coast as much as he can, so because he knows that like he gets winded when he has to skate.
Oh, everybody needs some time all alone.
All right, thank you for the call, Claire.
Can I have a? I had something about the food. Can I ask?
Oh
about
yes,
that?
Please. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So this was what I thought of first. So I like your chili idea, and I like the chili hose idea, and I mm-hmm. think this whole thing should be a buffet, and okay. I think that it should just be sitting out like in these vats that people yeah. have to get to like in the middle of the day. But my idea for the drinks, I think that it should just be one station, and it's probably right next to the porta potties. And you remember that picture of Snoop Dogg with his world record setting huge gin and juice?
I don't. So he had the world's biggest gin and juice or something?
Yeah, I'll tweet you a picture in a second, but I think it should be that.
Were those motorcycle twins there with them?
I have no idea. Yes, actually, I think you're right. That rang a bell. They were there.
Motorcycle twins, guy with the long fingernails? Guy with the long fingernails, was he there?
I'm pretty sure. I'm looking it up right now. And it was just like this one huge straw in it, and I think, like, no one gets cups. It's like communion that you have to have, and you have to, like, sip from this gin and juice.
What about this? I like that. What about this? Picture this. The porta potties are all in a circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Facing outward. But there's space between each one, and you have to walk through the circle. And in the circle is a wading pool filled with chili, right?
Yep.
And then you have to walk through the wading pool. And in the center of the wading pool is the only place you can get beverages at the entire festival. What do you think about that?
I like that. I like that idea a lot. But is it like a fountain in the middle of
it? Maybe it should be like a fountain.
Yeah.
And you can only cup your hands. Like, you only get what you can...
cycling the same liquid through. Like, they're not refreshing it.
You only can get what you cup, right?
Splash it in your face.
Yeah. You just have to splash, like, sticky... it's like... what if it's just, like, some weird pineapple juice or something? Super
jungle
sticky.
Juice.
Super, yeah, exactly. Just cheap... cheap, like, sub Kool-Aid pouring out.
How about this? It's like a jungle juice that's a collaborative effort between the organizers and the patrons of this festival. And so it's like BYOB, but you just dump it into the fountain when you get there. And then it just, like, keeps flowing on through the whole time.
Okay. I like that. It doesn't stop.
No.
And the chili waiting pool, what can we add into that? What if we add that there's money, there's like random $50 bills floating around it, so then you have people kind of like digging through the chili to try to find them, right?
Yeah, but they'd be like all submerged and crumpled at the bottom.
No, they're at the bottom. They're at the bottom. They're stuck to the floor of the waiting pool. But you know, people would be just like, I got to find those, there's $50 bills in this thing. And we'd actually put them in it, but then, they got to dig through the chili. Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
All right, Clay. You have a great night.
You too.
It's another post that I'm reading, that this stack I've had of them. What if the Beatles never happened? Well, that's a movie now. What if Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria wasn't assassinated? Whose handwriting is this? That's yours, right, Mike? Yeah. Well, you know that movie that's out now.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote me, and they were just like, somebody tweeted at me, they're like, what if, they're like,
compare that.
Yeah, it's you. Mike just, like, instead of a cooling mist tent, there's a vacuum tent that sucks the sweat off of you. Weird. You know who doesn't want me to stop the show is Mike, because he's probably got some dumb thing he wants to promote. You think you could keep doing the show? Keep doing the show. I got oven mitts coming out. I got AP Mike oven mitts. Yeah, but somebody was like, hey, what if you were in the Beatles movie that came out where the guy only knows the Beatles, right? And they're like, but what if it was the music of Steely Dan? And I said, oh, it's simple. I just wouldn't tell anyone about it. All the music of Steely Dan would never exist. I just wouldn't tell anybody I had all those songs in my head. I'd never bring them into the world. I was talking to, who was I talking to about Steely Dan? I was talking to Marin about Steely Dan. Name drop. And he was just like, I tried Steely Dan. I tried, it made sense a little bit. I couldn't do it though. I couldn't go all the way in. I was like, man, I said the thing I usually say about Steely Dan. I was like, man, that music's only good if you're trying to buy a stereo. You play that in the expensive room at the stereo store, where like they slide the door shut, shunk, airtight.
All right, let's check the speakers out on this one. Check this out. This preamp is $4,500.
Like this really expensive stereos. Are you still tight with that dude, Mike? Mike used to hang out with this guy, Stereo Man, or whatever he called himself. And he, they'd go up to his house and they'd stare at each other listening to ZZ Top records or something. What's the newest music that Fossil played up there? What would be the newest thing you would play? Squeeze? You'd play Metallica. All right. Mike used to go up there and they'd stare at each other. The guy'd be like, check this out. And he'd play like a ZZ Top album and they'd just be staring at each other. Did he at least have snacks laid out or anything? Oh, he had snacks? What's that? Edibles. Oh, so you were going up there. That's the only reason you were up there. You're getting loaded. All right. Great. I think the governor of New Jersey just heard it and is withdrawing his pledge to legalize marijuana in the state. Exhibit A. Is this what you want in your backyard? If we legalize marijuana in New Jersey, you're going to have guys like this. Yeah, they had animals. Is this really what we want? You know, like in those political commercials when there's always that guy who's supposed to be like the voice of reason is like, AP Mike, we just can't take the chance. Like they always have like that common sense. We just can't take the, it's not worth the risk. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, this is Colette from Athens.
Colette from Athens. How are you tonight, Colette?
Oh, I'm doing as well as can be expected. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm here. I'm attending the best show.
That's good.
So to what do I owe the pleasure of this this call? I'm laughing because I'm looking East West, who's a very funny guy who I've always liked, at East West. Just said, are you tight with that? Are you still tight with that dude, Mike? Is a pretty solid Steely Dan lyric on its own. That actually could be a Steely Dan lyric.
It could be a Steely Dan lyric.
Are you tight with that dude, Mike? Are you still tight with that dude, Mike? So, how are you, Colette?
I'm actually doing pretty fine right now. I just moved into a new place again for like the 15th time. And I'm kind of enjoying how quiet it is in the new house.
That's good. Good. A little peace and quiet's not the worst thing in the world, right?
Nah, it's definitely not. I'm certainly an advocate for it. I'm an advocate for a lot of things. I'm an advocate for like walking away from stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good thing to do sometimes. So that's what I did. I walked out of a lot of different things over the past couple weeks, and it's been good. So I feel really great right now.
Walk away. That was a story. Walk away. You ever hear John Daly tell that story?
No.
About he met Andrew Dice Clay. I mean, it might be his to tell. I don't know if he ever told it publicly. But it just ends with Andrew Dice Clay going to like... I'll just say he interrupted a conversation Andrew Dice Clay was having with somebody, and Andrew Dice Clay saw. He's like, "Hey, Dice, man, I want to say," and he's like, "Walk away, I'm talking, walk away." And he said it was
the last thing someone says before throwing a punch.
Yeah, and he's like, "Man, it's the best thing Dice ever could have said to me, man." That's it. So Colette, do you have anything for the topic?
I do. I have like some bands. I have some maybe infrastructure things. But I think the bands are more interesting.
Give me one infrastructure thing though. What's one infrastructure thing you would want in this festival?
Well, at the festival, I think that I would want to make it a requirement that all food carts serve nothing but food that shouldn't have weed in it, but definitely has weed in it.
So edibles that should not be, not, yeah, like what would be a food that should not have weed in it that would have weed in it?
Samosas.
Yeah, that should just be, those should not be, yeah.
Yeah, Totino's pizza rolls.
Totino's pizza rolls. What about, like Subway subs?
Yeah, there we go. Just like a layer, like pesto.
Just slathered on it, right?
Yeah.
Just putting on some, just slathering on some weed. What would that be? Weed juice? What do we call that?
Weed juice.
How's that vape coming? Okay, Pat's charging the vape. If this thing doesn't work, I'm driving right at him, throwing it right through the window of the place. I'm taking no stuff no more. No more stuff. Papa don't take no stuff.
Good.
Papa don't take no stuff, Colette. You wrote me a very nice thing. You said that you liked an impression that I do. It was very sweet of you to say.
Oh, yeah. I thought your Macho Man Randy Savage is really good. It's a hard one to do. Like, nope. I can't do one.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to do the thing I'm talking about. Right? I got to figure out what he would say. I don't know enough of what he would. I got to get down what he would say, because then I could do it. Oh, yeah. I'm living in a nightmare. I got the whole thing. It was once my moment of glory. And it's now a nightmare. Oh, yeah.
That's perfect. I could write promos for you if you want.
If you wrote some copy for me to read, I'll read it tonight.
If you
knocked out some copy for me, I'll try to read it. Well, what's something I could read as Macho Man? What was that song we did that time that you mentioned? Remember that?
Was it... But
the one that's like, that's things again, not that Howard Jones song, but what was that song we did lyrics to? Wasn't there a song that you liked that did Tom Waits?
Oh, yeah, Going Out West.
Going Out West. Okay, Going Out West. Let's get the lyrics.
Yeah, I'm going out west. Where the wind blows tall. 'Cause Tony Franciona used to date my ma. They got some money out there and they're giving it away. I'm gonna do what I want. I'm gonna do what I want. Yeah, and I'm gonna get paid. Little brown sausages lying in the sand. I ain't no extra baby. I'm a leading man.
Is that all right?
That's perfect.
Oh, thank you, Colette. All right, so what would be a band that would be at this thing?
Okay, so I have three, because, I wanted to cover, three distinct sets of thing. I have a spoken word act, I have kind of like a jam band act, and I have a headliner.
Okay, who is the spoken word act?
The spoken word act is Nobel Poet Laureate Bob Dylan reading Tarantula.
His book, Tarantula.
Yeah, in its entirety.
Yeah, that would be if you read old history things about context things for Bob Dylan back in the past, you'd be like, Bob Dylan's working on a book. He's working on a book. And then the worst book ever comes out. this sloppy book of, do you have Tarantula, Mike?
No.
It's bad, right? It's just bad poetry.
Oh, poetry's generous.
What? I was just going to say, or it's just poetry. Right?
Oh.
I'm kidding. It was a joke. I know you're a poet. I'm going to make a joke.
Yeah, you can.
So that's just, I'm being generous by calling it bad poetry.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. Poetry community was not super happy when he won the Nobel, but
yeah.
It happens. Desolation Row would be great in a Macho Man voice.
What's that?
Desolation Row would be great in a Macho Man voice.
Let me get I'm blanking on the lyric. Hold on,
they're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. And the beauty parlor's filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They got him in a trance.
Okay, I can't do Macho Man anymore. Did you watch the Bob Dylan movie, Rolling Like Thunder?
I have not, no. I think I've had enough Bob Dylan for a while. I have to listen to him a lot at work.
Wait, where do you work?
I work at a record store.
Oh, that's true. Okay. I was wondering, not sure if you were like at it's going to be like, man, it's a pretty cool place, but a record store, yeah, you would hear.
Yeah, I work on the Rare Records, so I have to listen to all of the old Bob Dylan bootlegs that we have. It's not bad, but I don't need to see a documentary about it.
Well, I mean, you have to know one thing, Colette. I'm going to just tell you about, you have to realize, back in 67, 68, Dylan was off the road because of his motorcycle accident. And a lot of people weren't sure whether he was going to come back and do things ever again. And some people speculate the motorcycle accident wasn't as extreme as he reported, and that he was even trying to kick drugs at that. Some people say that. But he was there in Woodstock, and the band is up there, of course, at Big Pink. They're living in the house, songs from Big Pink. And Dylan starts hanging out with them, and they start recording these things down in the basement, just these jam things that Dylan's trying to use as publishing demos. These are publishing demos that they're trying to get out there so that he can sell songs like Mighty Quinn and songs like I Shall Be Released and When I Paint My Masterpiece. He could sell them to other performers. And then they recorded them, and these leaked out as the first bootleg. This is the Great White Wonder. It's the first bootleg.
That is incredible.
Ugh. Breaking them all out tonight, Mike. All the characters, only 70 minutes. I'm going for broke. Yeah. My Chemical Romance did a version of Desolation Row.
Yeah, it was in the Watchmen movie.
Yeah. You know what I said during that movie? When they were like, who's watching the Watchmen? I was like, I'm not. And I got up and left. I was like, check, please. I'm not. That movie missed the target, huh?
By quite a bit.
It's one of those ones. It just shows if you're making a thing, you can't aim the thing at the, you can't aim it at the super fans of it. You got to assume they're on board already. Like, hey, we got to make this movie appeal to the people who know every panel of Watchmen. It's like, no, you don't. They're going to see it anyway.
I mean, there's a difference between movies and comic books anyhow. Like, you don't have to use it as storyboard.
Yeah, absolutely.
You probably shouldn't.
No, you probably shouldn't. You should probably crack it open and see what you can do with it, right?
Yeah. That's why it's called an adaptation.
Thank you, Colette. You get it. We get it. They don't. So you're saying at the festival, who's playing again?
So far we've got Bob Dylan reading Tarantula in its entirety.
He's up there reading Tarantula. Okay.
Yeah.
Then who's next?
The festivals that I've gone to, I've been to Bonnaroo a couple times, and they do this thing called the Super Jam, where they just get, like, a bunch of people who shouldn't be playing together to play together, and everyone pretends it's amazing.
Okay. Like, who would be at the Super Jam, then?
In the spirit of that, I want it to be Ringo Starr's All-Star Band,
mm-hmm.
But backed with living members of the Grateful Dead and, like, Umphrey's McGee, Disco Biscuits, Fish, and other jam bands.
Ugh. That's bad. That's, like, really bad. So you want it to be... So Ringo Starr is the lead singer of this, we're saying?
Yes. Yeah. A 25-minute version of Yellow Submarine.
Or he could be singing Grateful Dead songs, right? Sweet Magnolia. Oh, yeah. Right? Sweet Magnolia Mountain. Going down with my blue jeans. Sweet Magnolia Mountain, wearing me new blue jeans, heading down to the train depot. Peace and love. If this show does not end on October 20th, it will be tossed. Peace and love. What if he's just like, peace and love, everyone. We're going to perform 4.5 hours. Of my songs. So if you do not like it,
Security will have you tossed. Here's a new one. It's a Grateful Dead tune. You might know this one. Sweet Magnolia Mountain, wearing me brand new blue jeans.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything worse than a legacy act going, here's a new one.
Yeah.
Here's six new ones. What if Ringo Starr said, here's 15 new ones?
Or like it starts off, the show comes out, he comes out, and suddenly it's like a song starts playing, like you think it's going to be like one of the hits, like, bow now, 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 now. You think it's going to be like, it don't come easy, like, bow now, 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 now. And he's like, oh, not yet, not yet. It's coming later. It's coming later.
Well, let me play this song with me new mates, the Grateful Dead. Sweet Magnolia Mountain, wearing me brand new blue jeans.
Hey, Mike, is that, how close is that to a Grateful Dead song? Mike said it's dead on.
Yeah, no, it sounds about right.
Thank you, Colette. And one more, you have one more for it, right?
My headliner is very simple. Symphony and Metallica.
Well, no, just give me some context for that again. It's the Metallica, or it's the Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra playing with Metallica.
Can you imagine the, again, another one of these cases where it's just like, I've been playing cello since I was two. And now suddenly I have to be up on the, with my cello. Right? Like, getting yelled at by, like, Lars Ulrich, like, you guys are not playing it right. Like, pick it up, pick it faster. Like, yeah, you're right.
And the song they give you is just a total dud. Clover. I don't remember any of the lyrics of that, but I know it's like, bum, 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 ba-da-dum, ba-da-da-da, and you can see, like, the timpani players going crazy.
Uh-huh.
Good.
And they just, yeah. Getting yelled at by the world's most out-of-time drummer, Lars Ulrich.
You guys are off the beat!
Remember when his dad showed up in that movie? Remember when his dad showed up, looked like this weird wizard?
Yes, yeah, yeah. That was actually, what I was going to say is that if you wanted to sweeten the pot, they could perform Saint Anger in its entirety.
The Metallica album that none of the fans like.
Yeah, they could play Stanger.
What if I just made that my favorite Metallica album? Like, what if I just started listening to that one a lot? It's not good, though, right?
Yeah, no, it's definitely not. But, I mean,
you know my favorite song? You know my favorite Metallica song probably is?
The one from Mission Impossible 2.
No, it's probably, how's that one go again? It's like, that's right. Boom, 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 boom.
Sweet Magnolia Mountain. Wearing me brand new blue jeans.
So, yeah. All right, Colette. We got all the phones lit. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, yeah.
What if this is it? What if this is, if this is it, what would you say?
Nothing.
All right, fair enough.
I'm sure I'll talk to you. I'll see you around the bend.
All right, that sounds good. I'll talk to you soon, Colette. You take care.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye.
Sweet Magnolia Mountain. Wearing me brand new blue jeans. This one's for Jerry. Sweet Magnolia Mountain.
Right? I can tell the food showed up. How is it? Savor it, guys. Could be it. Best show, hi.
Hi, this is Jamie from Bethesda.
Jamie from Bethesda. What's up, Jamie?
To be honest, I've been feeling a little down, but this show's been really cheering me up, so thanks.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad the show could help.
Yeah.
That's what it does sometimes.
Been a tough week.
Bad week?
Yeah, just kind of tough, bad news, just stressful work, you know. Yeah.
Did you melt down on Twitter and have everyone laugh at you?
Oh, God. I know they're all laughing.
It's okay. I laugh. I laugh when it's somebody else's turn, in the tank.
Mm.
I'll take it. If I laugh, I can be laughed at. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, I guess. But I did have something for the topic.
What do you have?
I think that there is an underrepresentation of really bad jazz in the festival. And I think that it'd be great if we could get Billy Crystal doing his jazz man character in a duet with Seth MacFarlane doing all the Family Guy characters.
So you want to see Billy Crystal do his jazz man character. That has not aged well. I'm going to say that has not. Look, it didn't age well when it came out of his mouth when he was saying it. It was already vaguely expired, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That one where he's just like, can you dig it? I knew that you could. Like, oh, boy. And then he's just like, no, no, you don't understand. My uncle owned a jazz record label. Oh, great. So your uncle ripped off these jazz guys. Oh, okay. That makes it so much. By all means, keep doing your impression of them also. Just as long as they know now that your uncle ripped them all off also. That's right. Great that that guy's nephew is now making fun of them. Keep going ahead. And Billy Crystal now, it's amazing. The Clippers, the Los Angeles Clippers now are the hottest team in all of the NBA. And Billy Crystal, to his credit, was one of the few celebrities who would go to Los Angeles Clippers games. And now he's like the belle of the ball. He was there the whole time, and he's just like Mr. Clippers.
Yeah. Probably yucking it up with Steve Ballmer.
Yeah. I could use a friend like Steve Ballmer. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my Steve Ballmer? Could write me a big check. Almost cursed again. What's going on tonight,
yeah,
Jamie?
Not much. Just listening to the show.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, I was just saying that I think it'd be even quote unquote better with Seth MacFarlane, the Family Guy does a lot of he's tried doing like jazz music, you know, trying to do his Sinatra impersonation.
Oh yeah, it's. That must be a great point to get to when, like, there's a point with your wealth where you're just like, okay, now I'm going to do the thing I'm not qualified to do. Like, with your fame or your wealth, it's like, well, now I'm going to do the thing that I know I'm not good at, but I'm going to just do it. I mean, it's my turn now to just do, like, hey, Seth, you got a new idea for an animated show? It's like, no, I'm going to do my album now. What? Your album. Yeah. Oh, so what is it, an album of fun, like dirty Family Guy songs? No, it's me doing straight Sinatra, Great American Songbook. Are you doing it, are you singing it like the dog, Herbie? Is that the dog's name, Herbie?
I think it might be Frank or something.
Frank. Maybe. Herbie, well no, let me think. Peter is the father, right? Peter. He's the father.
Yeah.
Well, he's always like, remember the time there's the time me and Kit from Night Ranger went to that, we went to that Yankees game. Ugh. I'm exhausted even coming up with one of those. It literally just drained the life out of me to just come up with a fake one of those.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's almost as bad as the time, me and Kit from Night Ranger went to that Kenny Rogers concert. Oh. They're truly exhausting.
Well, that was indistinguishable from a real Family Guy joke, so I commend you for...
Yeah, it's almost as bad as the time me and Kit from Night Ranger... Night Ranger? What's a Night Rider? Yeah, it's almost as bad as it... Yeah, remember the time me and Kit from Night Rider went to that... to that Celine Dion concert, right?
Yeah.
Michael. I'd be like, Michael, when is she going to do My Heart Will Go On? And my name's not Michael. Ugh. Exhausting. Totally exhausting. I might be done. I might end the last show early.
I didn't mean to make you...
No, you didn't do it. You didn't do it. You didn't do it. Hey, look, I don't know. I'm just going where I want to go now. I gotta become like what's his face? Kung Fu. Remember on Kung Fu? He just went wherever he went. And he fought right. people. Or like Rambo when he walked into that town. Remember he walked in, he was just trying to get through town. And then they had to bug him. They had to bother him. Then he turned it all on. He started stealing the weapons. He blew up the whole town. And he was like, back there, I had... He's talking about Vietnam because he was in Vietnam. And like the one, his sergeant or whatever is like, Rambo, you gotta stop. Rambo, stand down, Rambo.
No, I can't. Back there, I had $1 million equipment. I flew tanks.
He flew tanks.
Back there, I flew tanks. $1 million equipment.
I don't know if you were there. I don't think tanks fly.
Here, I can't even get a job.
They wouldn't leave Rambo alone. And he burned that bleeper down, man. Right, Mike? Mike doesn't know. He's so checked out.
Well,
all right.
I think you've more than earned the right to do whatever you want to do with the show.
Sure, and well, I appreciate it.
I totally understand whatever you do.
I appreciate it. I appreciate right. it. Thank you. You have a great night.
Thank you.
Okay.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Here's another a couple more cards here from the pile of notes that we've had pile up over the last couple of years. Too many guests tapping into my beer supply. And then another one. Mike also ate my Whopper when we did Angriest Whopper and said, shut up, no one will believe you. I think that's a Pat one. Wasn't you? New Metal Caller, line 3. New Metal Caller on line 4. New Metal Caller on line 3. Line 1 is a New Metal Caller. Then Mike writes, I like Orgy and their album Candy Ass, based only on the band and their album title. Okay, great. Sweet Magnolia Mound. Line 3 is New Metal. Man, that was some night. What's this one say? Line 3 is New Metal. Another one. And we had a lot of New Metal that night. And then here's one that just lists New Metal bands. Alien Ant Farm, Big Blue Monkey, Guano Apes, Human Waste Project, Jeff Killed John, Maximus the Hormone, Mushroom Head, Saliva, Soil, Korn, Kid Rock, Godsmack, Limp Bizkit, Seven Dust. Best show.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
I'm here. Who's this?
This is Mike in Nashville.
Mike in Nashville. What's up, Mike?
Not much. It's been a very weird day.
What's going on?
I've realized that I need to have my wisdom teeth taken out.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. It's all right.
When's that go down?
I have no clue. I gotta get it scheduled with the dentist and whatnot, and I'm very, very nervous about it. I hope coworkers start telling me all these horror stories.
I hope it's pain-free, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, Tom.
Pain-free. So to what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
I have a few for the topic.
The worst music fest ever. We're designing the worst music fest ever. What would you put it? Because we've got a chili wading pool, a chili hose, right?
Yeah.
What would you add to this?
I would like to add the Little Steven hologram.
So the Little Steven hologram from, where would that be from? The one from Newark Airport?
The one from the airport, yeah.
Yeah. From Newark Airport. Newark Airport has this Little Steven hologram. The guy Little Steven from Sopranos. I gotta find it again. We had this. This was Little Steven. Little Steven hologram. Let's see. And there's a hologram. This hologram, it clearly knocked it out in one take. when they're putting
you stuttering throughout the entire thing.
When they put you down for to film you for a hologram, get it right. I'm here filming this hologram. This is a pretty cool hologram. I'm gonna talk about New Jersey and the music from the scene of New Jersey. Okay, here's the video. Why is this not playing? Come on. Here we go. Maybe this is it. Play, you dirty animal. Ah, can't I? Wait, what is this? I gotta go to YouTube. So keep talking while I look for this.
Oh, yeah, totally. Can I go through the other ones I asked?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I've got a live set from Corey Feldman.
A live set from Corey Feldman doing
his entire album, Angelic to the Core.
I'll say this about Corey Feldman. Guy took his lumps, man. Guy did not have an easy, he's not in an easy road of it.
That's true. I
feel bad for him. He's had some rough things thrown his way.
That's true. And it's true.
I'm not going to put him in this festival. I'm not going to make fun of him.
Fair enough.
Hold on. Here comes the Stephen hologram.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, adversity.
And the thing with this hologram, he beams in as if he's like getting beamed in on Star Trek.
Yeah, I mean, adversity is a constant in life.
Oh, my God. You believe this is the finished product? He goes, this is a hologram. You go to Newark Airport, and they have different New Jersey celebrities with these holograms they filmed talking at different things, and one of them is little Steven talking, and this is the hologram.
We still have it. You know, we everything I try to do seems to have some kind of conflict.
And take
for
two,
for whatever reason.
No, take two on this one?
Adversity is the... right now we... You know, I started my radio show. Nobody wanted it.
Oh, you with
they
this
said,
radio
you know, you
show.
Can't do all 60 years of rock and roll in one place.
Yeah, you sure can. No, because CBS FM used to do that all the time. There's no station ever played all that kind of music in one place. Well, WFMU, first of all, where he got inspired by some of the DJs on WFMU. Let's just say that.
To that. And so, you know, that took a year to get going. Now we're in 100 countries.
100 countries. 100 countries are playing his rate. If somebody probably uploaded it in different countries, and he's the show's in Peru now. Has anybody uploaded the show in Peru? Yeah, 4 people. Well, put Peru on the list.
You know, my education thing we're doing now, the teachrock.org.
Teachrock.
Was something that people felt, you know, it's too complicated to try and get into the education business.
And yeah, as it should be.
We need to keep
Hold on a second.
And music.
He's complaining that it's hard to get into the education business. No, it should
it's
be hard.
Like you should have a degree.
All right, you let me do the talking. What are we doing, a vaudeville act here?
We are not.
This is my final show. You gonna steal the thunder of my final show?
I really hope that's
you're the true. Kind of guy. You're the kind of guy. You laughed when you saw the stuff on Twitter, right? You got to admit, you laughed a little bit.
I felt horrible.
And you laughed. You felt horrible, but you stifled a chuckle too.
No.
Right? Go. You say down, clown. Right? You want to see?
I did not see the
clown hit the mat.
I do.
The arts,
not
you know, and music, in the DNA of.
Hold on.
Education business.
The education business.
Well, you know,
well, first of all, you're calling it the education business. How about it's just education?
Is there any way we could turn a profit, get some of my Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul albums into the school business?
School business.
was something that people felt, you know, it's too complicated to try and get into the education business. And we said, we need to keep the arts, you know, and music in the DNA of our education system. So we do, you know, we created this music history curriculum that is very successful already.
You know, wait, this guy's going to schools teaching people about the Standells? Nobody wants to hear the doo-wop in the school and then the garage rock. We got to make sure these kids know Dirty Water by the Standells. Stuff like that's getting lost on a new generation. They need to know about bands like the Count Five, Psychotic Reaction. For that to be lost to a generation would be a tragedy. The idea we'd have a generation go and not know who the Grassroots are.
And we've only been going public with it this year. So, you know, you need to just make sure as well as you can that you're doing the right thing, you know. And then compare yourself to, make sure you keep the standards high. Don't compare yourself to what others are doing in the contemporary world necessarily in your field. Make sure you compare yourself to the best.
Yeah, no, he's right about this. He's right about this. He's right about this. You gotta compare yourself to the best. That's what I do, man. I step into the ring. I'm going up against everyone. Put me up against the big dogs. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
In history of your field.
In the history, yeah, yeah.
You know, you got to always compare yourself to the best.
Yeah.
Not just the best right now. Because we are drowning in a sea of mediocrity right now. Just the best right now.
This one's a rough one.
Because we are drowning in a sea of mediocrity right now. You need to go back maybe into the past and find whatever you're into. Find the best.
The best stuff's not automatically from the past.
No.
That's such a weird old man attitude. You go back and find the best stuff from the past. Because now it's a sea of mediocrity. No, it's because you're not 18. That's why it seems mediocre. No. Whatever.
Yeah,
God bless him.
Cool thing,
God bless him. God bless him. That's what I say. God bless him. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Yes.
God bless him. Right, Mike? Yeah. You want to go to the hologram? Terminal C. Let's buy tickets, Mike. We'll just buy plane tickets. We'll go see the hologram. We won't even get on a plane. Oh, we're here for the hologram? Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Mike from Virginia.
Mike from Virginia. What's up, Mike?
Yes, sir. I had a couple thoughts on the topic tonight for the worst festival.
Let's hear what you got. What do you got? Let's
okay,
hear
the one I called with, the best one, and then I've got a bad one. So the idea is Pepper Tent, and I guess this would be at the festival with everyone else's suggestions, but it's a tent where creative control was turned over to Anthony Kiedis.
Oh, okay.
And
okay,
yeah.
I'm listening.
Okay, so the idea was the headliner for that tent would be the Red Hot Chili Pepper.
Okay.
And it would be Anthony Kiedis as a real person, and then Anthony Kiedis as holograms.
Man, everyone loves the holograms tonight, and I'm not putting it down. I think this festival should be driven by holograms.
I liked it just for, you know, would it be Anthony Kiedis or would it be Anthony Kiedis' face on, like, Flea and Chad and...
No, I like the idea of it being just an Anthony Kiedis hologram and the real Anthony Kiedis up there.
Yeah.
What if the festival had, like... What if this was a constant thing in the festival? I like your Pepper tent. I like the idea of an Anthony Kiedis-driven tent. I like that. What if an overarching thing that would happen at the festival would be holograms and real people giving conflicting advice and denying that they're the hologram, right?
Yeah.
I am not a hologram. I'm telling everybody, I'm not a hologram. The water coming out of the thing is not drinkable. Do not drink that water. And then, like, 15 minutes later, it's like, it's me. It's like, what if it's like, who would it be? Like, John Scherer? Like some rock promoter? Hey, it's John Scherer. I just want to tell everybody, please do not drink the water from the back of the festival. It is not drinkable. I am not a hologram. This is the real John Scherer saying this. And then just across on a different stage. No, this is John Scherer. I am not a hologram. That water is perfectly fine. Drink that water. Please, if you're thirsty, you must drink that water. You'll get heat stroke if you don't. Drink that water. A third hologram shows up. This is the real John Scherer, not those two holograms. I'm the promoter that put this festival on. I'm telling you, get away. That water's too hot. Let it cool down before you drink it. A fourth hologram shows up. These three holograms are not telling the truth. There's free water over by that hill. Go over by that hill. There's free bottled water. Do not drink that water, but go get the free water over the hill. First hologram. Again, this is the real John Scherer. I am not a hologram. Do not drink. There is no water around that hill.
All right. Could they then mimic each other? Hologram for hologram? Or is that too much?
They might. They might do that. They might. Thanks, buddy.
Hey.
Yeah? I hung up on him. I don't want to live that day like I did that day. Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way. Man, I'd love to coast in a band like that.
It's been charging like over an hour. You want to try it?
Yeah, let's try it. Yo. I got to get a... Like, can you imagine bringing that to the table, what Anthony Kiedis does? Dude's ripped. That's what he brings to the table. Best show.
Tom!
Yes.
Hi, this is Hal in Portland, Oregon.
Hal?
Yes, Hal.
Hi, Hal. How did this work again? How did this work again?
I couldn't figure out how to make it go. I mean, I just plugged it in.
Hold on 1 second, Hal. I'm trying to... Let's see.
There's no other piece to it, right?
I don't know.
Hello?
Hey, hang on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having technical difficulties.
Don't worry. Try and get this vape thing to work. It doesn't seem like it's... No. Man, if this one's dead...
This was the one, right?
This is the new one.
This is the only box.
You're on Twitter, right, Pat?
Mm-hmm.
Your computer. Why? If somebody knows vape stuff, can you give Pat a tutorial on a thing? We can't get our vape thing to work. You charged it
in
the USB.
Hold the button down.
Hold the button down. Which button?
Is there a button?
Holding it down. I'm holding different buttons.
Does it light up?
There's nothing lit up yet. Let's see. Holding it down. I'm trying to get this thing to work. No, nothing. Man, I'm throwing it through the window. Oh, wait, there's no batteries in it.
Oh.
That's why. It's got to charge. I think the batteries have to charge.
Oh, brother.
Right, they're chargeable batteries?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Oh, thank you. What's up, Hal?
Hey, I'm calling. I got one for the topic, but I also have, like, a cute little story to tell, if I could do that real
Let's
quick.
Let's hear the cute little story first, Hal.
Okay. I recently started a new job that I absolutely love, and I have one of your stickers on my helmet,
uh-huh.
And I ride my bike helmet, I ride my bike to work, and one of the cooks was like, hey, is that your helmet? And I was like, yeah, and he was like, yo, we were trying to figure it out, I listen to the best show too, and one of the servers does too, and we were talking, just trying to figure it out, and it was the first time I had, like, interacted with another person in real life that also listened to the best show, and it was really cool. So I just wanted to tell that on
That's
the
awesome.
Show.
That's great. So you ran into two people who knew it.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was nice.
I'm glad that could happen. I'm glad you told me that.
Yeah, we all love you, Tom.
Man, you're sweet to say that.
We want you to take care of yourself.
Yeah,
do what you got to do.
No, I'm fine. Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry about me, Hal. Don't worry about me.
All right. I won't.
Worry about AP Mike.
But I will a little bit.
I'll
worry
Mike.
About you all.
Pray for AP
Mike. I got a lot of worry to give.
If this show goes away, that's who I'm worried about.
He's got masses.
Oh yeah. This is what I'll say to about. This is what I'll say about Mike, and I might as well start doing tributes to people, since we're going to wrap this thing up. I'll say this: over the years, this guy's been here for 14 years. 14. 14, and he's been a part of the show. And I've painted him as a clown, as a buffona, right? A buffoon. I can say this, he's a great guy. He's a great guy, and he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy, he's a smart guy. One of the smartest, well-read people I've ever met. He's got amazing, amazing taste. He's incredibly smart. And, he's been here, and I appreciate he watched the show grow. He was a part of the show growing. He didn't watch it. He was there. He was doing it. So yeah, so when the show's over, I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you, Mike. So, Hal, what do you got for me?
Yeah. Well, so I was thinking that at this music festival there might be a comedy tent, because some music festivals have that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that one of the panels is like a lineup of all of the comics that have been Me Too'd. Like, we got Louis C.K. and Aziz in there, and it's maybe hosted by Nick DiPaolo. And following that,
look,
I was
Nick
thinking
DiPaolo.
We'd have...
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
No, you go.
Oh, and I was thinking following that would be, like, maybe Chapo Trap House lined up, and then, like, the audiences from each set, because it's, like, one after the other, will get into, like, a huge fight. Like, mm-hmm. riotous, and it'll go down, like, there will be, like, deaths. Like, it'll be, like, a huge,
well, this
like,
is
disaster
gruesome. This
of
is
a
gruesome.
Festival.
This
it'll
is
just,
gruesome.
Like, yeah, so it'll be really bad. And it'll go down in history as, like, the worst, like, music festival disaster. Like, it, okay. Yeah.
Well, look, first of all, I don't know if I would necessarily put Aziz and Louis right next to each other.
Well, I mean, they still went through that Me Too thing.
Yeah, but I'm saying, whatever. I'm not going to talk about it now. Yeah, but as long as everybody dies, then we all win.
I don't know, but it'll definitely make the history books.
It would make the history books, yes. It would be one for the books. So what is this job now, Hal? What type of... Don't say where it is, unless you want to.
No, I won't. I don't want to say where it is. But I'm bar backing.
Okay.
I'm like in a nice bar. It's cool. The last bar I worked in, Tom, it was so poorly run that it closed, actually. I think my manager was, like, taking the money that was supposed to go into our paychecks and spending it on coke, because a lot of my paychecks bounced.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't have any beers on tap, but we were a bar.
Yeah, no, why would a bar have beers?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And our main draw was our dollar mimosas on the weekends. But
so what quality orange juice are we talking about in those dollar mimosas?
Oh my gosh. It was...
How watered down were they?
It wasn't watered down. I would pour them straight from, like, the gallons. But there would be days where, like, we would have to wait until we brought in a certain amount of money before we could go get more, like, mimosa supplies.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, one of the servers I worked with, we didn't have rosé, so she took white wine and poured some grenadine in it and served it like that.
No.
It was a good job. It taught me a lot. Taught me to have a good hustle and just
mix anything as long as a glass gets full. You can drop anything in.
Customers will kind of just take what you give them and won't really. I mean, sometimes, but you can kind of get away with stuff like that if you're really sure about it.
Well, people like getting drunk also, so that helps.
Yeah,
that helps.
Yeah, definitely.
That helps a little bit. Yeah. I'm being, the vape thing works. I just tried it and almost threw up. So we got the vape thing. So we're going to have the return of vape triloquism. Billy.
Tom, I'm so excited.
Billy's going to come back.
Oh.
All right. Well, you have a great
dreams are coming true tonight.
Thank
you too, Tom.
You have a great night.
Thank you for everything.
You're welcome. Let's, let me try this out. Okay, where's his mouth go? Okay, hold on.
Hey!
Is that how he talked, Mike?
Hey, what's up?
Pat, do you want to watch this? We'll do a little vaptriloquism. If you want to film it, Pat. Okay. We'll do a couple of jokes. It's vaptriloquism. It's my vape. I have a vape dummy here. And we're going to do some jokes tonight. A good old-fashioned ventriloquism combined with vaping. So how are you tonight, Billy?
Yeah, I'm all right. Hey, I want to tell some airport jokes.
Yeah?
A UFO landed at Kennedy Airport the other day.
Oh, yeah? A UFO landed at Kennedy Airport the other day?
Yeah. The aliens were safe, but they lost their luggage. Hey, more and more crews are being made up of women lately.
Oh, I can't read that one. This is a Milton Berle joke book. It's filthy. Not even filthy, it's just bad, offensive.
The other day I was flying on a plane. It was a no-frills airline. The rate was so good, but at the end of the flight, you had to steal back your luggage.
Okay, don't show me coughing. Please edit that part out. I'll do one more. So, Billy, anything on your mind?
Yeah, I want to talk about...
This joke book has every joke in it about ants. There's actually jokes ants listed. What are these jokes? I can't even read these. Milton Berle, can you imagine? This guy put this... Just barfed this book out.
I wonder how many other people's jokes there.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're everyone else's jokes. Okay, let's see. Do you have any jokes about diplomacy, Billy?
Actually, I do.
Okay, well, I'm ready to hear it.
Diplomacy is the art of convincing your date that your 1978 Toyota is a loaner.
All right, Billy, maybe you'll come back a little later and tell us more jokes, huh, for vape triloquism? All right, thanks, Pat. That's going to be up real fast. Best show.
Hi, this is Tom from West Philly.
Tom from West Philly. What's up, Tom?
So, did you see that video of the guy in West Philly descending the huge apartment building?
No.
It's really good. You should look it up.
Okay, I will. Anything else?
Yeah, so, for this awful festival.
Yes.
There's food.
There is food.
There's a food stand.
Mm-hmm.
And they only sell peeps. Are you familiar?
I've had some peeps before, yeah. They only sell peeps.
Right, so they only sell peeps, and who is selling you peeps is a hologram of Little Peep, of course.
It's a hologram of Lil Peep?
Little Peep.
Okay.
The rapper.
Yes. So Lil Peep is a hologram. So there's no way to even get the peeps. They just sit there unserved because a hologram can't pick up peeps.
Well, no one would want a peep.
I might want a peep.
If I, was I don't think so.
I might want a peep. You don't think so?
I'd be surprised, honestly.
How dare you tell me if I want a peep? How dare
you? Do you warm them up first?
Well, they're going to be warmed up because it's a festival.
There you go.
Sweet Magnolia. What's it again, Mike? Sweet Magnolia Mountain. Wearing the brand new blue jeans. So, okay, so there'd be a peep thing selling, they'd be selling peeps at the festival. I might just start vaping now. This is actually fun.
So I didn't hear what kind of rig do you have. What's your setup?
Hey, Mike, come here. Just tell me how much of a douche I look like when I do this. Watch this. Just watch.
The really douche behavior is when they try and get like a huge...
Hold on. You think the mic's live all the time?
What I see is they try to get like a huge cloud of smoke. Yeah. You're not really getting that volume.
Okay. No.
They project it. I mean, I was behind this guy the other day. Sorry. Ooh. Ooh, I didn't mean to do that.
No.
Went down the wrong pipe?
No, I was trying to vape. I was
take a little more?
It. I went for it.
Ah. But you know what you know what I'm talking about? You've seen that, right? Where the giant plume of smoke comes out?
Yeah, no, I've seen it, I can't do it. I was trying to just do it, Mike.
I walked into a cloud,
mm-hmm.
and it was vanilla. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
This one's got orange in it.
Uh-huh.
Clown serum is what it's called.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mike, thanks. We're in the final half hour.
It was a good run, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, and you think I'm being funny. You
no,
think Mike
I,
thinks
I don't
it's funny.
Think
no, Mike
funny.
Thinks it's funny. Mike, thinks it's, Mike thinks it's a bit.
No, I don't.
No, he thinks it's a bit.
Although it I'd have to say it added urgency to tonight's show. Remember we had a series of final shows at WFMU?
Mm-hmm.
And it kept upping the ante?
Yeah.
The suspense was killing the listeners?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe this is like...
Oh, this is the way to go.
You can milk it for a little bit.
Yeah,
and just ramp it up some more.
Nah.
You know, maybe we'll get covered on Channel 12 News.
yeah. Oh, to dare to dream. Dare to dream. Some Channel 12 reporter will come here. All right, get out, Mike. All right, caller. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. This is Aaron from Chicago.
Hare? What is your name? Hare?
No, Aaron.
Aaron. Okay. What's up, Aaron?
Well, I'm feeling a little bittersweet since it's the last show.
I didn't say it was. I said it might be.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if it is the last show, I'll curse you with my dying breath. I'll never forgive you, just so you know.
You'll never forgive me if this is the last show.
Never.
Best show.
Oh, hi. Is this me?
It is. Hi, welcome.
Hi.
Welcome. To whom am I speaking?
This is Anna in Richmond, California.
Anna in Richmond, California. What's up tonight, Anna? Go ahead. Sorry. I'm talking over you. Go ahead.
No, it's north of Oakland. It's way up there north of Oakland.
Okay.
East Bay. Well, I mean, earlier today I was listening to your Treks in the City episode, and I got to say it was really funny.
Oh, thank you.
It was my first time listening to that show, and I only listened because I saw your name on there.
Well, you're sweet to say that. That's a Star Trek podcast I did with our friend was in the studio last week, Alice Wetterland. Is the co-host of, and I was on that show, and it was a lot of fun to do.
Sweet Magnolia Mountain, wearing me brand new blue jeans.
And you picture it like, boom, 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 like those Ringo songs. So,
yeah, like Octopus's Garden.
Yes.
Sure.
So what's going on tonight? What do you have for the show, Anna?
Well, for my worst music festival, it would be pretty much like a normal music festival, except for that there'd be some carnival elements, like rides. There'd be carnival rides at the music festival.
Sure.
And, like, games and carnival food. And so, of course, there'd be people, you know, throwing up all over the place.
Of course.
You'd be trying to listen to the music on the rides and getting the Doppler effect all over the place. And
of people horking all over the place?
Yeah, like, or like, you know, while you're moving through the air, it'd be like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? But, what is the Doppler effect? Tell me. I'm not smart like that.
That's like when there's a car driving by you and you hear the horn coming from far away and it's like, beep, 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 beep. And then as it goes by, it's like, beep.
Oh, okay. The sound bends kind of.
Yeah.
Now, what actually causes that? It's the distance and the way sound travels in a moving vehicle?
Yeah, I think it's because for a moment it's closer to you, so the sound is actually getting to you sooner, and then it's getting to you... I don't know,
The pitch changes or something as it moves away? I don't know. I'm not smart. Never said I was. I get by, though. I get by.
Yeah, same.
That's all we can do. Well, I like rides being at this, Anna.
I actually had a story about something that happened to me that was Best Show related the other day.
Oh, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
So I was dropping my kid off at daycare. He's little. He's like only less than 2 years old. And I was getting back in my car, and there was a guy parked behind me who also just dropped his kid off. And I have a Best Show sticker on my car. And he said, hey, cool sticker. I was like, oh, yeah, I love the show. It's really funny. And he says, oh, yeah, I'm more of a Hollywood Handbook guy.
Oh, good for him.
And I was like,
God bless.
I was like, oh, yeah, that one's kind of funny, too. Yeah, I haven't really listened to that one as much. But then he was, like, already getting into his car and slamming the door.
Yeah, these Hollywood Handbook fans, they're shockingly humorless. they think their thing is the best. And look, I don't care what you like. You like the Best Show better than Hollywood Handbook? You like Hollywood Handbook better? I don't care. Just as long as you're enjoying your life, I don't care.
I just thought it was funny because it was kind of rude, I guess. I mean, I just wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, to actually get the door slammed on you. Because you mentioned that you like the Best Show better than Hollywood Handbook. Well, God bless him. God bless him. I hope he drives safe.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the call.
Can I say one more thing?
Of course.
I have the AP mic calendar. You know,
so you're the
with
one.
All the bar.
Okay. So you have the AP mic calendar.
Yeah, and it's making my...
No refunds. You know, no refunds. There's no refunds. Right, Mike?
Well, I'm starting to think I might ask for one because it's making my little kid say things like he sees pictures and he sees one of the guys passed out, and he says, night-night. And then he sees the drinks on the bar. That's like, night-night, like he's sleeping. And then he sees the drinks on the bar, and he says, agua, agua, agua. And I think it's making my kid want to go to the bar, even though he's two.
You gotta hang the calendar in a private place.
Our house is really small.
you can't throw a sheet over that thing?
And
then when the kid goes to bed, then you lift the sheet off of it and just stare at the calendar for a while. That would probably fly in the old days. Do you think in the old days people would like stare at a calendar and be entertained by it? When there was like literally nothing?
I remember in the old days, one of my friends had a calendar hung in their bathroom across from the toilet, and that was before cell phones. I definitely looked at that thing and was entertained.
What was it? What kind of calendar was it?
It was like a Chinese New Year's one. Mm-hmm. It was boring. I mean, it was like not even a fun calendar, but...
Not even a fun calendar.
No.
Mike made a fun calendar, though, right?
Yeah, my kid seems to think so.
You know what's going
to
be great is Mike's going to make more calendars and Best Show won't be on, and he's going to eat those calendars. Ay, ay, ay. You better order low on that next batch, Mike.
My husband also ordered me an AP Mike headshot.
Okay. Did it arrive?
And that was before we were married, and we're married now. Mm-hmm. So can't be that bad, right?
No. It's very romantic. The AP Mike headshot. Love is in the air.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye. Sweet Magnolia Mountain. Wearing me brand new blue jeans. Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Oh, I know who this is.
Do you?
Do you like Oreo cookies?
Dang, you got me.
I got
you. You know who this is.
You know how I know?
How?
Your cheap phone. No, I'm kidding. I just recognize your voice. What? This is Michelle. For people who don't know, Michelle calls the show, and she is a fan of Oreo cookies and all the variants that get made for Oreo cookies. And she mm-hmm. is an Oreo head is a fair moniker to apply to you, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Michelle, is there any news about Oreo cookies? Anything on the horizon? New flavors, perhaps?
Yeah. So just this weekend, it was. I don't know if you know this, but on Sunday it was National Ice Cream Day, and we got the new Baskin Robbins collab with Oreo, and it's mint chocolate chip ice cream flavored Oreos.
Okay, that sounds like the most chemical tasting thing imaginable.
It wasn't that bad. Like, it didn't. I don't know. I'm just over the mint flavoring. They already have mint regular Oreos. They have mint thin Oreos. They have fudge covered mint Oreos. Mm-hmm. There's literally thousands of ice cream flavors. They couldn't have picked a different flavor. Like, it's fine. It's a good. It doesn't taste that chemically, I will admit. I was kind of hoping it would taste worse. I do like it, mm-hmm. but I'm just over it.
You're over the mint. Mint. You're over mint.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. I like it, but I also am not obsessed with it like you. I'm not being like, what's the new flavor? What's the new flavor? It's mint again.
It's just the fourth variation of the same flavor that they have had.
Can you believe I cursed on the air tonight? Can you believe I cursed on the air?
You know what? I feel really lucky because I tuned in about 2 minutes before that happened, and I was like, I'm really glad I tuned in. I can't believe it, but...
Did it feel good for you? Yeah, it did. Did you laugh when you heard it?
I was like I gasped, and then I laughed.
Good.
And then I was concerned.
Good. Any other Oreo news? Anything else? Is that it? Ice cream?
That's the big one right now. Maple cream is coming out, like, officially. I got an advanced copy of that one, but,
Maple cream Oreo. You got an advance a taste of a maple cream, and what's the verdict?
I did not like it. It was disgusting.
Yeah, that one also seems like it would be way too sweet.
It's just not good. Like, if you want to taste chemicals, mm-hmm. buy that one. That's what it tastes like.
You can literally taste the chemicals on it.
Oh, it's so artificial, Tom. Mm-hmm. So disgusting. And they tried that one, too. They need some fresh meat in that chemical factory, in that flavor factory. They're just redoing all the other ones. They already had waffles and syrup, 2 years ago. The same thing. I'm over it.
What if they brought you in and said, Michelle, we know you love Oreos so much. Help us. We need help. First thing you say to them, what's the first flavor you say to them?
I want a tiramisu Oreo because I love tiramisu.
Ah, that is an Oreo waiting to happen.
It's like kind of fancy, but like it could be good, you know. It's different. Mm-hmm. They haven't done it before.
Yeah, that is, that I think that's a good one. What else? What else? First of all, the first thing you'd say is no more mint. You'd go in and you'd start screaming.
No, I feel like we're done with the mint. Get it out of my face. I don't want to see it. Yeah. Oh, second, I would bring back cotton candy Oreo because that's probably one of the best ones ever.
Cotton candy.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows this. If you listen to me go on about Oreos, but they need to bring it back.
Okay. Bring back the cotton candy Oreo. Yeah. And what if you think about it? What would you think about this if you went in? I know this is probably bad for business. If they had some sort of, they don't want to ever give you more than one flavor. They want you to buy a box of a package of each one to try a thing. They don't want to just give you one.
I know. That's my other idea. I think they should sell like the to-go packs with like six cookies in them that you can get at like the convenience store for the limited edition ones. Now I'm committed to this 20 pack of mint ice cream Oreos that I'm sharing them with my family and friends. Mm-hmm. But if it was just me, I don't want 20 of those.
No.
I want two of them.
Well, what if they did this? Think about this, Michelle. Here's the angle. They make them available in smaller increments, like a six cookie pack, right?
Okay, yeah.
But they only make like, yeah, I can't figure it out. Sorry, I thought I had it figured out. I had it backwards. They're not going to do it because they want you paying $4.50 for the whole thing.
I mean, if you go to Target, it's only $2.99. If you get them on sale, $2.50.
Mm-hmm.
Never pay more than $3 for Oreos.
Never pay more than $3 for Oreos. No. Okay, that's good advice. That's good
Never
advice.
Never pay more than $3.
All right.
There's no reason to.
Gotcha. I gotcha on that. All right, Michelle. I appreciate everything you've done. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome. I did have one for the topic.
What do you have? What do you have? Let's hear it. Of course.
Okay. My boyfriend found this playlist on Spotify of like modern pop songs.
Yeah.
But they're all acoustic. And it was like Justin Bieber, right? But it was acoustic. And it was just like, wow, this is a really sad song. So I feel like a whole stage of just contemporary artists. Like, for example, we just, three songs we heard that I realized were really sad because they were just being played acoustic, but you don't understand that or you don't hear it. So it's like over a really fun beat usually. So Justin Bieber, Where Are You Now? That's like a super sad song. Charlie XCX, After the After Party.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really sad song, but you would never guess because it's like you're just listening to the beat. And
yes.
Then Maren Morris and like Zed. Zed's everywhere. The middle. You acoustify that, tears to your eyes. So I feel like a whole setup of just,
well, it would be great for that
artist.
Sure, to be kind of acousticized.
But it would just be so sad.
And make everybody cry. So it would be like a crying tent.
Yeah, it's like if you need to just feel your feelings, you can go there. But maybe you wouldn't expect that because you'd be like, oh, wow, I love these songs. They're on the radio all the time. But then you would just get there and be like, this isn't what I imagined, and now I'm feeling things.
And
so
the good thing
would be like a healing experience.
The good thing about that tent would be that people doing movie trailers would have a whole new crop of songs to use, because every third movie trailer has some quiet version of a hit, right? You know what I mean? It's like to sound kind of spooky or whatever.
Yeah, like when, I forget what movie it was, but like Lord did a cover of Everybody Wants to Rule the World, and it was just so eerie.
Yeah.
I don't remember what movie it was for, but it was a very haunting version of that song.
Yeah, it's always just like, it's always like a quiet, like kind of like, Papa, don't preach, I'm in trouble deep, Papa, don't preach. That's always, you know what I mean? It's always like meant to sound scary too, with like,
like it's echoing in the woods or something.
Next face, new wave, even if it's all, it's still rock and roll to me. All right, Michelle, thank you for the call.
Thank you. And if anybody can find S'mores Oreos for me, I really missed the mark on this one. I can't find them now. So if anybody finds them, just let me know, please.
And where can they reach you?
You can just tweet me, I guess, at Panini Head with 2 underscores on Twitter.
Panini Head.
People find me on Twitter all the time, so I guess that's the best outreach. I really dropped the ball on this one. I found one pack this weekend. I can't find them at all.
So there was a point where you used to be into paninis, and then one day you're like, guys, were there panini? Did you have panini friends? And you're like, guys, did you try this new panini? And then one day you're just like, guys, I'm not doing paninis anymore. I'm doing Oreos.
I think that's what it sounds like. It was really just because of the Gordon Ramsay thing. I just thought it was funny, and I didn't want to change my Twitter name again. So It just kind of sucks. So,
all right.
I mean, Oreos are kind of like paninis. It's, you know, the Oreo cookies is the bread and the cream.
Oh, that's
filling,
a stretch. So. You know that's a stretch. Oreos are kind of like paninis. No, they're not. They're not even remotely close to paninis.
I don't know. Two things in closing.
Yes.
A middle.
Okay. All right. We're trying. You're trying.
Thank you,
Tom. You have a great night. Best show.
Thanks. Sorry. We're on a delay. We're listening live, but
that's
I'm here.
Right. Don't
it's
worry.
Me, Kathleen.
Kathleen, how are you, Kathleen?
Oh, I'm doing great. I just saw Kurt Vile. I wanted to call in and give a concert report.
Okay, this is a concert report. Where did you see Kurt Vile? Rock star Kurt Vile.
Rockstar Kurt Vile performed in Baltimore, Maryland at Auto Bar. I went with my husband, Dave. We were, so we went early. We tried to get seats, like, there's some, like, seats in Auto Bar where you can actually sit,
mm-hmm.
and you're right next to the stage. And usually, like, people who are elderly or, like, maybe need those seats, you know, for physical reasons, they wait online to get them. We tried to get them. We couldn't, so we decided to go front row instead, and it was so much fun. He put on a great show. He gave you a shout-out.
He did?
Yeah.
What did he say?
And, well, it was in song form, and then it was in crowd form as well.
When he did Bass Ackwards, right?
Yeah, he did Bass Ackwards, and then Dave, who I went to the concert with, shouted out, Charlene! Which was so, and then everybody started chanting.
No, they didn't. You're completely making that up. That is absolutely not true.
That's the point of the concert when I went into a full psychosis.
Okay. Well, you're taunting me now. No one chanted. You're making fun of me. That's fine.
I swear to God, I'm not making fun of you. In my heart, that's what I was chanting.
Okay. Well, that's. But you're saying everybody did it, and then I start to believe that, and then you say, "Well, it was
it's
in my."
Because I wish it was true.
Well, you just don't. Look,
I'm so sorry.
You had a good laugh. You had a good laugh at the Twitter meltdown. You had a good laugh. You had a good laugh. Now you're having another good laugh.
No. I feel like this is all misconstrued.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. You're cracking up. You're cracking up. I gotcha.
Do you though?
Do I?
Can I contribute to the topic? I just want to make
sure,
a positive.
Sure.
Impact.
Let's hear. What do you have?
Wait, what's the topic?
Oh, goodbye. What's the topic? Can I contribute to the topic? What is it? Best show. These are the final calls. Unbelievable. Best show, hi.
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 Tom?
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Jess from Melbourne, Australia. How are you going?
This is Jess from Melbourne, Australia.
Yes, so finally got on. I'm working from home today, so I'm so excited to be able to call. So I have one for the topic.
Okay, what do you have? Are you really from Melbourne?
Yes, I am.
What time is it there?
It's 1:53 p.m.
Okay, that's correct.
Is there any other trivia you'd like me to...
No, that's it. Well, tell me about Melbourne. Who's the most famous person from Melbourne?
From Melbourne. Oh my God, I've got a brain freeze. Kylie Minogue? No?
Well, what about that opera house? Have you been to the opera house, the famous opera house?
Yes, I have. That's in Sydney, though.
I said that was the trick. I was tricking. I was seeing if you said it was in Melbourne. I was going to say, well, you gotcha. You're fibbing. Because it's in Sydney.
I wouldn't do it to you. Nobody.
I'm just making sure. I'm just making sure, Jess. So, to what do you? It sounds like you're having fun now. You're having a good time.
No, I'm just a naturally giggly person, I think.
Okay.
But I am at home and I'm working, so that's good.
Who is the person you would want if you had to pick one representative of the of Australia? And Australia is a town, right?
It's a country. It's a country.
And it's a what now?
It's a continent.
Because all the continents, how many continents are there? There's like 60?
I don't know.
North America.
Yes.
South America. Europe is a continent.
Do we need AP Mike to help?
Asia?
Yes.
Denmark? Is that a continent?
I think that's just a country, right?
Okay. What about...
Are we getting into business?
No, I'm trying to be... I'm not smart, Jess. So tell me... Who would you want to represent Australia?
To do what, though?
Just to be the face of the country.
Oh, my God. Maybe the Hemsworth? I mean, they could be like... You know, it's just like three of them. They're probably just, they're good looking.
What's the third Hemsworth named?
Luke.
You kind of, look, I like Thor, right?
Yes.
What's his name again?
And the Hunger Games are good. Chris Hemsworth?
Chris Hemsworth is Thor.
Yes.
Liam Hemsworth is... Mr. Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. And I think Luke Hemsworth is in Westworld.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? We're hitting a genetic lottery like that, and then, like, to be funny also. Oh, it turns out I'm funny. Like, well, that's a terrible accent. But he thinks he's funny all of a sudden, and it's just like, yeah, why don't you have everything? Anything else you want?
Well, I think it's because the director was really funny, and yeah, I think that's the thing.
The director, Taika Waititi.
Yeah, he's New Zealand, though, not Australian.
Oh, I'm fully aware of that. I know him. I've met him. I know!
What We Do with the Shadows. I love that, by
Yes,
the way.
What We Do it's with amazing. The Shadows. Yes.
I watched it. I did watch it.
You were a big fan of What We Do with the Shadows?
What We Do in the Shadows?
What is it? Somebody's doing little characters in the shadow, little shadow puppets? What We Do with the Shadows?
No.
Look, okay, Jess, what do you have for the topic? Do you have anything for the topic?
What I was thinking is that, you know, the fans make a big part of festivals. So if we have like a YouTube people doing their songs,
mm-hmm.
and but not in one tent, but over across the other tents, so the fans with the different fans mix together to make it a overall annoying kind of situation for everyone.
Wait, explain this again.
So we have the YouTube stars.
The YouTube stars. So who's here? Like Jake Paul?
Jake Paul, Tana Mojo, Trisha, I don't know.
And they're all in one tent?
No, they're in different tents.
In
sort of like they're scattered amongst the other like bands. And other performers, so that different fans have to mingle together. Because if they're in one tent, they can just, no one has to go there. But this is intermingling.
So you're forced to mingle with YouTube stars.
Yes.
That's horrifying.
It's everyone has an overall bad time, you know?
Yeah.
It's logistical, but it's, I think it'll work.
You like that song, It's Every Day, Bro, right?
I've heard of it. I don't think I like it.
What? If one of the Hemsworths did it, you'd like it.
Well, that would be a different experience.
It's every day, bro, with the Disney Channel flow. Like, he actually said that in the thing. He actually was bragging in a hip-hop song about being on the Disney Channel. And he got canned shortly thereafter.
You a Jake Paula?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm part of the Low Gang, actually. I'm more of a Logan Paul fan. I really just like, I think he's more intellectual than Jake. You don't think Logan Paul seems like a smart guy?
I think he seems like a bro.
What? You think Logan Paul seems like a bro?
Yeah. I think he, yeah.
You take that.
Yeah,
back.
Like tank tops, margaritas, shorts.
Sounds like you're describing somebody from Australia.
In a spring break way.
Is that, you tell me people are walking around there in shorts in Australia?
The one I'm picturing are like fluorescent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they're not cool shorts.
Yeah, like very out there, like very bright. Very showy.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm in Melbourne, so we like the dark colors. We like, symmetrical cuts.
You like symmetric. Well, Melbourne is known for, you guys are known for your love of symmetrical cuts.
Yes, you can, yes, we are. And dark colors and coffee and like really plaid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the list goes on.
Sure, the list goes on of every what isn't popular down there in Melbourne. You like dark colors and plaids and symmetrical cuts.
What's not popular? Oh, we don't like Sydney. We have like a little bit of a rivalry.
Can I just hazard a guess that the people of Sydney barely have any idea of this rivalry?
No, I think it's very mutual. I think it's mutual. And people don't smile in Sydney.
No, of course. They stink
there. And they grimaced.
No, you're just down on people from Sydney.
No. It's a fun thing. It's like, you know, you and AP Mike have, I feel.
I feel sorry for people in Sydney. They got what me and AP Mike have?
Yeah, like this brotherly kind of, you know.
Brother? What?
Cheesy. That's how it comes across.
It does?
Yeah.
Like we're brothers or something?
Like you have this kind of like teasing, you know, you give him the business, he laughs, and, you know, it's
he does,
like nice.
He does have a taser, I will say that. So when you say, you said teasing.
Yeah, teasing, like he's teasing you, you're teasing him.
I thought you said tasing, like he tases people with it, because he does have a taser that he swings around like Roger Daltrey's mic. He has he has it on a cord, he turns it on, and it's just kind of zapping through the air.
But it will never do that to you. And if it does, it's on low voltage.
What's that?
You wanted to drink it on air a few weeks ago.
That I wanted to?
Yeah.
I might. What is it? Cacao?
It's Soylent cacao.
Can you pour some in a thing? I don't want to drink the whole thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, we can do it another time. Wasn't that
we'll do it another time. Yeah, let's try it. Can you, if you pour a little bit out, Michael have the other half.
Okay.
So, sorry about that. I had to, Pat was pouring me some cacao.
That's very Melbourne. I like it.
Is it?
Yes. Kombucha,
but what would be
a
Sydney thing is what? What would be like a thing that those dummies from Sydney like?
like light beer.
They like light beer in Sydney.
Yeah.
They don't like cacao. They don't like cacao.
Like sparkling water, things like that.
Yeah, yuck. Sparkling water. That's gross.
Yeah.
You choke like down really a glass of that, huh? What's
very
that?
Expensive sparkling water.
You just got it in for the people of Sydney.
You're making me get it in for the people
of
Sydney.
You're the one who literally said that you have a feud with the people in Sydney. And then you're saying, I'm starting this?
It's like a brotherly, sisterly rivalry, mm-hmm. as I said. But it feels like you're flaming this like fire, and I don't know how I'm going to get out of this.
Well, there's one easy way to get out of it. I can hang up on you.
Yeah, you can.
But I'm not going to. I'm not going to. This is a good call. This is a good call.
Really? I'm so excited. Yes. Oh, there's one more thing I wanted to talk to you about.
What's that?
About your sleep paralysis.
Oh, no. Please don't.
Because I get them as well.
Please don't. No. What about it? How does it go for you? Tell me about your sleep paralysis.
There's this really funny thing. I was at...
It's really funny. It's a funny subject. To be screaming as if you're trapped inside your own body, like your own body becomes your personal hell, and you're screaming to get out of your own brain. It's very funny. Just admit this, Jess. Just admit one thing.
Yeah.
You laughed when you saw my meltdown on Twitter.
I actually don't have Twitter.
You don't have it down there yet? It's on its way. I know the people of Sydney have it.
Yeah, I know. I think we're just blocked from it.
Yeah, they just don't want you guys seeing it. They just have a blocker going.
No, yeah. But I was at my boyfriend's house at the time, and I was sleeping, and I can see his screen. Like, he was just playing games. And I was experiencing this sleep paralysis, and I was using all my, like, energy to knock on the bed frame.
Yeah.
And I thought I was knocking, and I just kind of like, you know, just all my energy. And then I felt like I knocked three times and was really loud.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no answer. And then when I finally woke up, I was like, didn't you hear me? Didn't you hear me, like, knock for you to, like, get me out? And he was like, no, I didn't hear anything. What were you talking about? And I felt, when you said you were screaming inside, I think when I knocked, it was much more like a tap or something. And that was my experience.
And were you just like, and was he also from Melbourne?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Would you ever date someone from Sydney?
I don't know. It's a bit far.
They would have to, they were from there, but they live in Melbourne now.
Oh, well, that's good. They live in Melbourne.
I'm not saying you'd commute.
Yeah. Look, Australia's great.
Yeah. Uluru.
Yeah. Yeah. That's nice. Nice to look at, take pictures, don't climb, just, you know.
What would be the scariest part of Australia to be pushed out of a helicopter into?
I would say maybe, I don't know, like maybe, around the Alice Springs, because when you fall, it's all flat. And then even if you survive, there's no water for long periods of time. That would be scary.
Yeah. And you worry about some weird animal nobody even knows about chomps you.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not... I don't know. I think that's made such a big deal that it's,
That what?
You know, there's spiders, like all these spiders and snakes. It's like everyone's scared, but it's actually, that doesn't really kill you. I mean, it does, but it's not common.
Yeah, well, people generally aren't getting pushed out of helicopters into the middle of nowhere in Australia.
I think the scary thing is if you are driving from one place to the other in the desert and your car conks down, that would be the scariest thing.
Yeah, that would be the scariest. What would you do? What would you do
if
that
happened? Well, there's no Wi-Fi. There's nothing.
No.
I don't know what I would do.
I think you're donezo, right? You're donezo on that
one.
Yeah. Your car breaks down.
Unless, you know.
Your car breaks down in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. You got to pray.
Yep.
What would you do if suddenly you're stuck and then suddenly you see a car on the horizon and it's coming toward you, right? And it pulls up and it's somebody's like, says like, do you need help? And then you realize they're from Sydney.
I'll get in.
Uh-huh. But I'm sure you'd kind of tamp down your disgust for the people of Sydney.
Well, I'll just like wait until I'm in the car for a few hours, you know, get to know this person and then, you know, start making jokes about Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bantering.
Yeah. Some bantering.
Oh. Give them the business. It's all fun.
Yeah. Just like me and AP Mike.
Yes!
I said that because you said that.
Right, you know it's true. You're sharing this cacao drink together. You're buying him pizza all the time.
I'm sharing a cacao drink. I'm buying him pizza all the time.
You're plugging Bandcamp.
Hey, you're having a good time.
Yeah, I feel like AP Mike and you are like Jake Paul and Logan Paul. I'm bringing it all back, you know?
Well, that is the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me. All right, you have a great night.
Thanks, Tom. Okay, see you later.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Best show, hi.
Oh, g'day, Tom. It's Patrick from Perth.
Wait, hold on. What is going on here? Really?
Yeah, man, you're getting double lobbied.
You're from Australia as well?
Yeah. I was in the studio with you back in, like, January. I've been on hold since then, actually.
Since January you've been on hold.
Take that long for a call to get through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember. You're a good guy.
Yeah. Some say. I can't believe I got on after another Aussie. All my luck.
Yeah. It's very exciting. What do you make of this whole Sydney-Melbourne rivalry, you being from Perth?
I mean, look, I'm on the West Coast. I'm in the most isolated city in the world. These East Coast guys, like, it's pretty much a different world to me. I can't stand either of them. She's not wrong about the symmetrical cuts, though. They do love that over in Melbourne.
They do like their symmetrical cuts in Melbourne.
Yeah, it's like new wave there. Never ended. It's in perpetuity. If it does stop, the whole city will cease existing.
Yeah. You'd think split ends became the mayor of a city.
Exactly. And then in Sydney, it's kind of like as if Nick Cave was the governor. It's a similar kind of vibe, but a bit wealthier, a bit more...
He'd make a good governor.
A bit more higher nose.
He'd make a good governor, though, right?
Oh, yeah, I'd be a great governor. I'd love to work directly for the Queen and slightly more powerful than the Prime Minister.
Just imagine him. He'd have that bell on red right hand. He'd play, right? When he, they'd have to play that when he enters the room. The governor's coming.
Governor General. Dun, Nick Cave. Dun, dun. He should run for office, actually, now that I think about it.
Dun, dun. Take a little trip. Right.
We had Midnight Oil, Peter Garrett. He was in Parliament for a while.
Yeah, the bald dude from the band Midnight Oil.
Yeah.
The guy was like,
burning.
The time has come.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Saying fast.
Yeah, he was an environmental minister, I think, solely based on the fact that he sang Beds Are Burning. That's how he got the job, I think.
Well,
for a call.
Very fitting. Very, very talented young man.
I had a pitch for you for the Terrible Music Festival.
What do you have for me?
Well, I was actually along the theme, if you want to call it that, of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Because Australia does music festivals uniquely awfully. The climate here is either too hot for them. Or it's too wet, and like Australians, like, you know, we're all binge drinkers, and like, so if you put 40,000 of us together in a field for 3 days, it just becomes kind of Mad Max kind of vibe.
Sure. Yeah, it started. That,
but,
it starts to get.
It's kind of like very daggy, like folk festival in Australia, mm-hmm. like where I'm from, where they do like a lot of Australiana and like terrible Australian like bush poetry and like kind of like I guess Australian folk music you'd call it.
Okay.
So I was thinking of like a stage, a pure Australiana stage that's just a non-stop, like, terrible, daggy Australian, like, aesthetics going from, like, bush poetry to, like, horrible pub rock. So you'd have, like, AC/DC cover band. Like, every band would be a terrible AC/DC cover band.
Uh-huh. So every just, band like, on this thing friend. Would cover AC/DC.
Yeah. And it would just be, like, dudes who are, like, your mate's ex-stepdad, like, his AC/DC cover band. There's about 50 of those in Perth. And, but it'd be hosted by Hugh Jackman in his full Greatest Showman regalia.
Okay. So he's wearing his top hat and tails.
Yep.
His red jacket.
Yep. And he's doing that, like, level of enthusiasm that only Hugh Jackman is capable of. It's a very un-Australian level of sincerity.
Yeah. Is he the most American-Australian?
Yep. Yep. He is such a freak of nature. Like, I think I'd say he's our Tom Cruise. Like, mm-hmm. there's something about him that's just, like, slightly off, and you can't quite pinpoint it, because he's very charismatic and talented, but mm-hmm. he just, like, if he wasn't into musical theater, he'd be, who knows, you know?
I remember hearing one story, somebody was talking about a thing with him where, He was hyping, like it was Comic-Con a few years ago. He was hyping, that when that movie Real Steel came out, where it was like him, him is like the
robot.
Fighting robots. And he was like hyping the movie so hard that like, they pulled up like a pickup truck and he was like on the back of the truck telling like, is everybody going to go see Real Steel? Like he was just like, hyping the movie to anyone who would listen. And it's just like, man, that's pretty good. If I made a movie, I certainly would want...
He puts 110% of himself into everything.
He's going for it.
Have you ever seen... He almost killed himself when Oprah came to Australia 5 years ago. I don't know if you've seen this, but he decided to zip line onto the stage
really?
For no reason.
Okay.
And he smashed full force into like the lighting rig and gave himself like quite a bad head injury.
Hold on, I need to see this now. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
It's at the Sydney Opera House, I think.
Zip line. Let's see. Hugh Jackman zip line accident. Right. I gotta watch the shortest one of this, 39 seconds. Hugh Jackman injured during zip line stunt. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
On a flying fox in a spectacular entrance that went absolutely perfectly until the very end when he got hit in the eye. Now, it actually did make quite a bang and it started swelling up quite badly. Paramedics came up on the stage. All the while, I might say that Hugh was very, very brave. There was nothing too much going on there.
He was ziplining this thing so fast and so far and so high. That was the craziest thing for a guy like that to do. And then he just crashes in. Oh, my goodness. And this was 10 years ago, by the way, just so you know.
And totally unnecessary as well. Like, he wasn't promoting, like, an action film or anything like that. He's just like, this is how Hugh Jackman makes his entrance for Oprah.
Yeah, zip lines in.
That's why I'd like to have him as the MC, because I feel like he can spell anything, because if you tell him... If you tell him he's the front man, he would just, like, 100% believe it.
Sure.
And I'd like him, I'd like his, like, co-host, I guess, to be Russell Crowe, because he's got the total opposite Australian energy. He's got this, like, he's got that real quiet Australian menace, where it's just like a kind of subtle violence in everything he does, even when he's being chill and funny. Russell Crowe, there is that, like, feeling of like, oh, this guy could snap at any time.
Yeah, because he smashed a phone over somebody's head or something. What did he do?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why people can, that's why you can worry if Russell Crowe's going to, if he could snap at any second, because he snapped at any second before. He smashed a phone.
He's kind of like, he's a more benevolent Mel Gibson. Like, I'll go to bat for Russell. He's kind of like, he's not evil, and he's kind of,
I think he's fun.
Mellowed out a bit in his old age. He's kind of lent into this depressive, divorcee vibe that I'm really enjoying at the moment. He had a big auction last year where he was selling off, like, he had to sell off all of his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Lost a whole lot of money. But he was selling, like, COD pieces from Master and Commander and stuff like that.
Mm. Somebody be in the market for a Russell Crowe COD piece.
Yes. Touched by Peter Weir at some point. You never know.
I think those two hosting,
and then just, like, there's a lot of, like, really horrible Australian folk instruments. I don't know if you know what a lagerphone is.
A lagerphone?
Yeah. It's lager as in, like, beer.
Sure, yes.
Beer.
Mm-hmm.
So, or a money stick, as it's called. It's basically you nail bottle caps to a stick, and then you pound that stick into the ground, like, percussively. And it's like maybe the most irritating instrument ever invented by man.
Well, let's get that on the bill. We'll get a lagerphone player. Mike is waving. Yeah. I got to get to these other calls.
All right.
All right, my friend.
All right. Good talking to you, mate.
It was great talking. You have a great night. Best show.
Hey, Tom. Good evening. How are you? This is Sean in Long Island.
What's up, Sean?
Hey, calling about the topic, actually, probably a good one for end of the show, end of the night, kind of for the great festival would be out in the camping area where everyone parks their cars and has their tents pitched up and everything, and there was sort of a pseudo stage out there called the Quad. And it was just guys playing acoustic guitar, doing like Incubus and Dave Matthews Band and Jack Johnson covers.
Mm-hmm. That's horrifying.
Yeah, so, you know, you're settling in. You've had a rough night of obviously I know the Guy Fieri going into it, but I don't know what else great things people came up with. But you're just trying to get some sleep, and then it's just that guy doing, Incubus songs. The one thing I was thinking was what would be like his Cut Loose song.
Yeah.
And like the best I could come up with was either if for right now, maybe like a Chance the Rapper, or if he were like a little older and he would just do, like if it was me out there doing acoustic guitar, I'd probably do like Gin and Juice or something.
Yeah, like kind of, just kind of some. He's cutting loose, like you said.
Yeah, and hey, I do these songs and it's good, but I'm also having fun, you know.
No, that sounds like a living nightmare. That actually might be too far. What you're saying, this is too much. That's too horrifying.
Especially right before you go off to sleep there. Yeah. After who knows what you imbibed.
Yeah, like you can't escape then.
Well. What was the drink of choice for this festival? Is that
chili? I think or some like sticky pineapple juice that you have to walk through a chili wading pool to get to.
Oh, right. Throw some pineapple slices in there. It'd be like a little sweet.
You're gonna make me
sweet
throw
heat.
All right. On that note, buddy, I gotta bounce you. That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. You have a great night.
Have a good night.
Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
Santi from Philadelphia.
How are you tonight, Santi?
I'm good. Glad you're going late. I've got a post-it note of my own here with a couple ideas for the terrible festival.
Let's hear it. What do you have for the worst music festival imaginable?
So I'm thinking that during the music, some of George W. Bush's artwork, like his paintings, are being sold.
Sure. Okay.
But not for charity.
Just sheer profit for George W. Bush.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
He wants a like handicapped jet ski or something.
Why would anyone buy one though?
the novelty of it, maybe. Who knows? Maybe it's like, maybe this festival attracts a bunch of like loaded people.
Yeah. What if the George W. Bush paintings were somehow mandatory? Mike, I don't want to take any more calls, Mike. What if it was just like mandatory, yeah. like, or what if it was on the t-shirt? Like you buy the t-shirt and then after you put it on, the one thing vanishes and then it turns into a George W. Bush painting.
Yeah, or it's like, what are those plasticky things? You look from one direction and it's one thing and then you shift your perspective and it changes.
I don't know what that is. I don't know. Oh, like a winky thing?
Those lenticular.
Lenticular thing. Yeah.
And then James Franco's character from Pineapple Express should have like a reggae band.
With James Franco as the character?
Yeah, and he's the lead singer.
Well, that sounds troubling. I would not want that.
No.
I don't like it. I don't like it, Santi.
Then there could be Yo Mama. Could have like an in-between acts kind of comedy relief thing. They could bring that back.
Like Yo Mama jokes?
Yeah, the people from that TV show.
Oh, that's truly nauseating. This is actually depressing me. These are bad. These are bad, Santi.
Thank you. And then the last is Fish sings their cover of Everything in Its Right Place, which they have actually done. It's on YouTube, and it's the most pitchy, insane thing I've ever heard.
Giving me a stomach ache.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Buddy, you just cleaned up. You just hit the... every one of your things was terrible.
Thank you. Right. That's exactly what I was hoping.
Have a great night.
You too.
Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Catherine from Nashville.
Catherine from Nashville. How are you, Catherine?
Hi, I'm okay. I'm about as good as I can be.
Why? What's wrong?
You really want to know? I had a job interview this week, and I have this like horrible feeling in my stomach that I'm not going to get it. So I'm just listening to you and calling in about the topic to distract myself.
Good. Well, who knows what's going to happen? You don't know what's going to happen. Fingers crossed.
I really hope something good will happen.
So do I. I hope something good will happen for you too.
Thanks, man.
So what do you have for the topic? We'll talk about something fun now.
Oh, well, it's not fun, actually, at all. My suggestion for the topic is actually really horrible, and it's based on something that happened in my town today. So worst festival thing I could possibly imagine. When I was a kid, a massive unnamed corporation, I will probably have to bleep them out if I say their real name, that makes animated films and now comic book movies, would take these like teen pop stars and have them re-record all of their like musical songs,
mm-hmm.
for cash grabs. So sure. I think the worst possible thing I could imagine would be a version of that at a festival with like teen pop stars, but them performing all of the inappropriate songs that said giant corporation has made over the years, like the band, like Song of the South kind of songs.
Sure. So you want this to be a tribute to old fashioned cinematic racism.
Old fashioned racism. Yeah. This happened today. There was a local news. A local news anchor tweeted a reference to an extremely racist old Disney song, and the thought of like a kids bop version of that in mm-hmm. 2019 like horrifies me, but would be really on point for the times we live in.
Yeah, well, let's hope it doesn't happen. Let's hope that never happens. Never ever.
Never ever, yes, but in the worst music festival timeline we live in, that's exactly what's happening right now.
That's happening right now at a music festival, and people are cheering for a third encore.
Yeah, I'm afraid they are.
Well, it's a good one. I appreciate it. And this might
it's not a good one, really.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's fine.
A good one is a bad one in this universe.
That's fine. You don't worry about it. You made a good call. All right, I gotta wrap it up. We're a half hour over tonight.
So all right, thanks, Tom.
Well, thank you. Have a great night. Good luck with the job.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
it. All right, bye. So, that ends the best show. Anything to plug, Mike? apmike.bandcamp.com. Pat, anything? Nothing to plug for Pat? Okay. Well, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Or we won't.